It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yo, that was a bad. Yo, you went there. You went there. Yo, that's how you do that. Yo. He fucking went there.
You gotta do it.
Cleo turned Super Saiyan God, the red one. He turned off.
For sure. You're all over here yellow and shit. This motherfucker turned blue.
Yes. I appreciate that, man.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to another episode. The Vanimation. The squad is back in full effect.
Full effect, man.
Myself, Ice, Brennan, Rob, and we got a very special guest in the house tonight, man. Put your hands together. Round of applause. Power up.
Wait. Oh. May I? I have a special introduction, if you don't mind.
Got it. Go for it.
This is a good friend of mine, guys. We go way back. Super Smash Bros.
I saw the gun under the collar.
Yeah.
We go way back. I got a very special introduction for this guy.
He played me in Super Smash Brothers in a tournament.
Hold on, let me take this off.
You played me in Super Smash Brothers in a tournament. And can you show him your medal, Cleo?
I'm so sorry he did this to a guest.
I ran into first place Smash Bros. All Dev Gaming.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, congratulations.
I didn't know he was doing this, bro.
This did happen. Oh, this was a setup. This was all a setup.
This is the only reason you're here.
This moment. No. This is what I understand.
This came from this man talking shit.
This is true. This
he was talking shit.
Yeah.
And so I went to his platform.
Yes, you did.
And I embarrassed
you
him.
You dominated.
Yes.
You did dominate.
You came out the gate talking shit first.
It was just natural. Like,
it's Brennan.
Anyone who knows it, you know he's going to talk shit.
That's how it
goes. And I'm like, I ain't backing down from the shit talking, so let's get to it.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I live by the rules. Like, I didn't lose.
Yeah.
The other person cheated. Those are my rules. It's either that, the Michael Jordan thing, I didn't lose, I just ran out of time.
I wasn't done.
Same thing.
Right.
I have a quick story to tell.
Okay. Go for it.
Of disrespect. Just so we can get things started right.
Because
I told you that this was going to happen one day.
You did.
Just so you guys, this is not a surprise for him. Like, when I won it, he was like, you know, I was like, there was no posts. There was no nothing. I was like, one day, I'm going to do something, and it's going to hurt. Guess what that day is, Cleo?
It's today.
Let me tell y'all a story of how I won this tournament. His brother was running the tournament.
Yep.
And he was the administrator. I was talking shit to his brother, too. He kept us separate for the entire tournament until the finals.
Yep.
And when the finals came around, we're playing it on live on All Def. You actually can go on YouTube and watch it on All Def Game. You can see this. So everything I'm saying is fact.
Oh, I didn't know you could rewatch it.
Oh, you could rewatch it.
Okay.
And what I did for the final match, the championship, is I said, hey, audience, anybody out there, the next name of a character that I see pop up in this chat is who I'm going to whoop his ass with.
Wait. Mm. So let me ask a quick question. Sorry to interrupt. So that means you was whooping ass so easy that you was just like, all right.
This isn't a question for me. This is a question for Cleo.
So in the finals, he's whooping ass so easy. He just said, all right, this is the first. Was it like one of best of one of three? How was it?
I think it was just the best of one. There was just
one game.
So you came into the finals with that much arrogance, like,
I don't know. Ask how I was doing. How was I doing in the...
He was doing fine in his bracket. I was doing amazing in my bracket.
Amazing!
I was doing absolutely incredible in my bracket.
Okay.
Nobody stood a chance. I always knew it was going to come
Everything
down to me and Brennan.
Yeah.
Everything was 1v1
through.
The whole way.
Yeah.
It came down to me and Brennan, and he throws it out there. First name I see in the chat, I'm choosing that character. Mm. He obviously shows a character he knows how to play with still.
Who'd you get? The two girls.
Oh, Mithra and Pyra?
Yeah. Listen, Rob sees me play a lot. Rob, how many characters can't I play with?
I mean, you can usually play with just about... You can make it work with just about everybody.
Anybody.
Yeah, I've seen them
So
play,
as you were saying...
He did what he had to do.
So they said Mithra and Pyra. I was like, all right, no problem. I haven't played with them in a while.
Yeah.
And I waxed the floor with them.
Did you get a kill off of them?
I think you did.
I did. Yeah. He didn't.
No, you were the only person that did.
Yeah, thankfully.
Wow. Yeah.
Thankfully. Wow. Yeah.
So you 3-0'd everybody.
I think so.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So Spectacular Spider says petty level over 9,000. That's about right.
Let me ask you this.
Last thing. Okay. Yo, Cleo Thomas, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome, brother.
You told nothing about what he does.
That sets the tone.
You told nothing about his background.
They know he's more. No.
Just more ego stroke for him.
Yeah, this was all that was important to Brennan.
Yeah, y'all can do whatever you want now. I'm good. Talk about whatever. He's an actor, you know.
All right, so let's just get the easy stuff out the way real quick. Animation Podcast, man. Follow us on Patreon, patreon.com, animation, S-H-U-N. Follow us, man. Get to see this, all this stuff live, chat with us live. Get to see the video, man. Other than that, you just listening. You can listen, but watch the video, baby.
Watch us.
Yeah, I mean, you could see this actual glorious medal that I'm holding.
You see that? You can just see that this glorious power up that Cleo gave us, man. You turn Super Saiyan Blue God.
Cleo went in on the power up.
It's nice.
Cool. It's got some weight to it.
You want to hold it?
I'm good.
Good, man. No, here's the thing. I got to say this, though. Brendan, thank you for repping the squad. He told me he repped animation for us.
I did.
He made sure he repped for the team. Mm-hmm.
Rep for the
dojo. No, there was people from animation on the All Dev Squad. They recognized me from that. They're like, oh, that's Brendan from animation. Like,
oh, nice. Yeah,
people actually knew me. So I was just like, we talking about animation? I'm like, what's up?
Thanks for pulling up, Sean Gang.
All right, man. So, you want to just jump into some basic questions about Cleo? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah. What do you do, brother, for those that don't know out there, man? What are you?
Actor, host, gamer, streamer, producer. It's kind of got, it's weird because before, like early on in the entertainment industry, you couldn't even have all those like hyphens.
Yeah.
Like, no one would accept you for having it.
Yeah,
but because of like the world, social media, the internet, I've proven this. Like, no, I actually do all of those things. So I can have those titles now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and you do it well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, man.
No, so all the shit talking I did, I want to give you little props, too.
Oh.
Is that, like...
That's what he does.
By circumstance...
Breaks you and builds you
up. No, by circumstance... by circumstance, I was working on a project with HBO, and I was honored to be in the room with this brother when the opportunity came. And so I was like, hey, man, I need influencers and people to be able to help. Do you want to be a part of this? And this motherfucker not only showed up, he showed out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he made some really dope content for it that really helped push it. And now Peacemaker is like the number one HBO Max
show.
People
are loving it.
Yeah,
it's the number one HBO Max show, which I think part of the credit of people being able to see it in the first place is because of the type of stuff you did.
Thank
you. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you, man. You showed up.
Thank you.
You showed up, showed out. Thank you know what I'm saying? As long as you're not on the sticks, you're an amazing person.
Had to throw that in there.
I'm traveling with the switch light everywhere from now on.
Oh, yeah. He's like, this will never happen again.
He says that every time, but it's happened.
I mean, this don't worry about it. This is what I do to him when we play Marvel vs. Capcom. So don't worry about it. We play Marvel vs. Capcom on the arcade.
I have to have arcade. No, one.
The one.
He plays the original on an arcade stick. So yeah, I can't beat him in that.
Yeah, if I'm gonna play him on the video game, he probably smoke me.
I'm gonna wax you.
If somebody pulls out the arcade sticks, you know they're not messing around.
Man, like, shout out to Jay Wong, man. Of course, he goes down in history as like one of the best. As I think it's Street Fighter 2 Turbo. He has that legendary clip where he blocked every single one of the chunks.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that.
Right, he blocked what? Yes.
So he was playing as Ken, I believe.
Dude.
And they were both in white. They were both wearing white costumes. And he blocked someone super all the way through and then won the entire championship like that.
It's an insane clip. I've
seen that. All of it.
Yeah.
So I'm on Twitter and I yell out, I'm like, yo, I can beat anyone in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And I was talking entertainment-wise.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about guys like him.
We're
both underneath the Astro Gaming umbrella.
Yeah.
So he tweets me, I'll take that challenge.
Twitter
feed lights up like, you gotta play as Astro Gaming for set it up, so we did get to play each other, man.
How'd it go?
Oh, he smoked me. That's what he does, bro. He's legit that good. It's Marvel's Capcom 2. He gave me some tips, though. So, yeah, man, shout out to Jay Wong.
Oh, yeah, so you think you can give me the smoke on Marvel's Capcom 2?
Who's your three?
I use Ryu.
Okay.
Let me think. I haven't played it so long. I use Iceman.
What you playing with Spider-Man a lot?
I figured out how to
Spider-Man.
I had Iceman on my team, and then Jay Wong told me why I shouldn't, but go ahead.
Why you shouldn't have who?
Iceman, because his block is...
is untouchable.
You can't
chip block him. Yeah. But why you shouldn't have him?
Yeah.
Even though you can't chip his block?
He told me a way around it, so I'm cool with that. So go ahead. No, keep him on your team. Go ahead. Who's
that
the
was
third?
My team. That was it.
Okay. So,
I said Ryu, Spider-Man, and Iceman.
Cable, Iron Man, and...
Oh, you're here for the combos.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're running.
He's heard the secret techniques.
He knows what's up.
I can't even tell you how not concerned I am.
Wow.
Brennan.
You got to get vengeance now.
No, it's fine.
You got to get him back.
And then I back it up. What does history say? What does history say?
I want to see y'all play on this now because, I mean, Smash Brothers, here's one thing. Anybody talk shit about Brennan or Smash Brothers, I'm normally against Brennan on everything.
Yeah.
Right.
This is one thing I'd be like,
can't do it.
Yeah. I can't necessarily bet against him. Everything else in life, I will bet against this.
I'm just saying, there's a few video games that I bet my car on, and Marvel's Capcom 2 is one of them.
Ooh.
Really?
The whip?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm better at Super Smash Bros.
Huh? Huh? On the controller. On
yeah,
the system.
I have to have a controller. I can't use it. I've never played arcade stuff, so that's why when we were playing, I'm just like,
we gotta find a way then where I can bring a joystick in.
No, you can do that. You can hook a joystick to a regular system and then have you can do that.
For sure.
We're gonna match it. Yeah, man. So this week we'll be any more Rob?
Yeah, I mean what got you into anime?
Talk about your anime experience.
What do you watch?
Anime was man, it was the alternate thing to watch for me and my brother.
Yeah.
Late at night, of course, you know, the Toonami run is what I think got all of us as kids kind of out of the gate. Mm. You had your Dragon Ball Z, you had your Sailor Moon, and then Gundam Wing. Mm-hmm. I always bring up the fact that Endless Waltz was like the biggest disappointment of my anime like kid run.
Yeah.
Because I just remember the promos being so fucking epic. Can I curse?
Yeah. Say whatever you want,
bro. I remember the promos being so epic for Endless Waltz, and I'm rushing home to watch it, and then I'm like, that was it?
Yeah.
I was so disappointed with Endless Waltz when it was on the Toonami run. So from that to getting into, of course, you know, way darker stuff like Ninja Scroll.
Yeah.
Like when I watched that, I was like, oh, this is way different.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I liked that run. And then it's just been right there for me always, bro. It's always something to depend on to get a good story, get great great characters. So anime is just a part of my everyday run.
Yeah. What would you have as your top three anime?
Top three anime of all time. Yeah. See, everything I'm going to mention, I know no one ever gives it kind of its credit. So for me, I love
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, Sailor Moon's one of my tops, but no, it's not in my top three. It's going to be, but Sailor Moon cracks to me. Yeah. It's Case Closed, Detective Conan.
That's a great show.
I love
that show. That's a fuck ton of episodes of that show, right?
Yes, it's still going.
It's super good. Yeah.
And I love it because it's like a murder mystery every single episode. Yeah. So it's like Law and Order, but for anime. I love it.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty cool, dude.
I've never seen it.
It's good. It's very entertaining.
Did they start it like SVU or just some random bitch in the alley?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Richard Moore and his daughter. Yeah,
it's funny.
Give Detective Conan a chance, bro.
I will, yeah.
Case Closed is up there for me. Death Note. And then my third, it's like it's kind of a tie, but it's like, can you really put DBZ like really in any of your top threes? Like, I don't think it counts.
I don't think it's there.
It's OG.
We grew up with it. It's a lot of our starters, to be honest. Yeah.
So for that,
no matter how bad it aged, it's still one of the OGs.
Ooh, I'm excited for the movie coming out though.
Yeah, I'm excited for that movie. Everybody, they're doing a good job of hyping it.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen the animation?
I mean, not really.
One character.
That picture they put up with Trunks and Goten with Trunks in a bubble vest. I'm hot right now. They got him in a purple bubble vest, and I'm ready to fight, bro.
I mean, it's a reflection of who he really is.
It matches his hair.
Trash. Yeah. No, like, our Trunks, like, when he pulled up the first time Trunks, that's the
and
coldest
the jean jacket is incredible.
Yeah, that's the one.
But, like, the other Trunks, as far as,
Baby
like,
Trunks?
Yes, that, like,
yeah, he had a week. He didn't have to go through the shit the other Trunks went through.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He had a very easy upgrade. Goku was there. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. That's why we had bubble vest with no sleeves and shit, and he got the, oh man, that was sick when I saw that, bro.
His role model was Gohan.
What are you saying? Future Trunks was raised up by Gohan.
But that was like Gohan without Goku. This is Gohan with Goku. There's a difference.
This Trunk didn't have Gohan, and look what he turned into.
A pussy. Yeah.
Damn.
He got raised up by his dad.
He's a huge Gohan fan.
I know, you told me. And I was like, I felt bad when, you know, because Gohan definitely got nerfed after the Cell.
So nerfed.
That was it.
I mean, but both of them never really did much after a certain period of time anyway. So.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with this movie, because they are definitely like trying to
build
him back up.
What was your...
My third, I'll throw in My Hero. I love My Hero.
Let's go.
I love what My Hero's doing.
I got to finish the tail end of this last season still, but I'm pretty much...
It ends strong.
Yes, it does.
This last season was a little touchy, but...
The next season of My Hero Academia might be one of the best seasons of any anime ever.
Oh.
I'm just saying, for the way they set it up.
Yeah, no, I have to finish. I'm not fully done with
it. Oh, yeah, you'll see. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, when you finish this, as Rob will probably agree with, the way they set up the end of this season, this whole season was literally just like, this is the pre.
This was the level up for everybody.
You have to know this happens because of what's about to happen.
Yeah. I ran into some accidental spoilers.
Of course you did.
From the manga.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Is the manga done?
No.
No, I don't think so. No.
I think it's about to wrap up soon, though, because it's like some shit has been going down.
All I'm saying is My Hero is up there. And so, yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask him, what's your favorite My Hero moment?
Favorite My Hero moment.
And favorite character, I would say, too.
Yeah.
Favorite character?
Yeah. Yeah, favorite character and favorite moment.
Okay, favorite character is a tie between Dobby and what's my man's name who can control people once they talk to him?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. They answer a question or whatever. Yeah. The new guy that they just kind of like.
No, he doesn't know. He hasn't watched it.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
No, the newest season, he gets a big part of the newest season.
You haven't watched the newest season at all?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
He's involved.
What has Dobby done? I feel like Dobby is just kind of...
In the new season, Dobby does stuff again.
Like, from what I've seen so far, he hasn't done much of nothing. He looks dope as fuck. Even though he looked like he got sacks on his
face. He killed somebody. Like, no, he killed a couple heroes at the end of...
In the movie, remember he was in the iron truck and he, like, fucked shit up? But it was like, that was a copy of him, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. That wasn't Dobby.
That was a copy of Dobby. It was Dobby.
Yeah. Dobby definitely killed somebody at the end of the overhaul arc.
Yeah, I almost said some shit on accident. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say some wild shit.
Those are my two guys.
We're in for a treat with this next season.
Favorite moment.
Ooh, jeez, favorite moment. That's hard for me, man, because it's one of those. It's for me, My Hero is one of those things where you're constantly looking forward to seeing. For me, at least, Deku. Like, I want to see what's gonna ultimately happen with Deku. He's getting new powers. I didn't know that was gonna happen at all.
Nobody.
I was like, wait.
That came out of huge left field.
I'm like, he gets new stuff. He gets upgraded to the point where like these powers don't even like. Cross, these things are completely different.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's like, he's the ultimate hero in the future. I see. So yeah, I don't have.
I get you mine. And say my favorite moment is the Dai Jove moment.
Which is
Dai Jove is when he fought the guy where the super strong guy when he's fighting the defending little kid,
big Koda. Muscle dude.
Yeah, that was dope. They was going one on.
He was just like, no, you will not pass. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I watched that. I was like, so hyped because it's like. He's not gonna give in no matter what, you know. It's just
Myra has a couple of fire ass moments, to be honest.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the music, bro. The music plays a big part in those like really key moments.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, I'm getting emotional watching this
for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to cry.
The first anime to do that to me was Bleach.
Get you emotional?
Well, because the music, like Bleach's music, like they use the same 8 songs through the entire 1,000 episodes.
They add a few as the season's gone, but like it's best background music I've ever heard.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's like top tier. It's like, yo, you want this, like, they have a song for every emotion they want you to feel. Mm. So it's like, oh, you're supposed to feel bad for this person? They play that song. And
some
you're just
of that
like,
music trash, though.
On Bleach?
On Bleach, some of that shit is garbage.
I disagree.
Some of that shit, when they fucking rapping and singing in the background,
what are you talking about?
That shit is trash. I don't know if it's just for this filler arc, but that shit is terrible. And I was watching it like, wow, this shit is trash.
There's no rapping.
Yeah, I said there's no
rapping.
There's
literally somebody, like a woman in the background, like, yeah, we're going to. Like, it's trash.
Because that's not rapping.
Do you know what hip hop band likes?
There is. Like, whatever.
I know what song you're talking about.
And it's garbage.
But it's not literally in one episode?
No.
It's a recurring song. It's like one of the power up songs from this fight start.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't remember.
Yeah, I bet you don't because it's fucking garbage.
I mean, people in the chat are backing you up, Ice.
But I'm saying I agree with Ice.
Thank you so much.
But do you agree with me though? And then like the rest of the songs, there's a list of tracks that come from that show that are fire. Where it's just like, yo, like this is about to happen. I'm just like, all right, cool, I'm with it. You disagree, Ice?
I don't. They're not, you know, something I can remember.
Gotcha.
He's not going.
I have
YouTube
a few in a playlist. Yeah. So
I think it is. I think that one that's like when something eerie happens. That's probably the one that I always remember. It's just like. Mm-hmm.
I
agree with Ice and somebody below it. I love that song.
That's the internet right there.
Yeah, you know? Literally the internet. All right, before we jump into this, man, yo, shout out to Ice, man. He came through, supported you.
Speaking your mic.
Huh?
Yeah, speaking your mic. We couldn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Ice, man. He came through, supported your board. My bad. Got some of my merch.
The duffel bag.
It was a lot of stuff. So
he came drug through. Deal right now, guys. Look at this.
Got himself that nice little dad hat, man.
You know what it is?
KB dad hat, man. Appreciate
you see how that
right
font
there.
Is? Y'all see that DBZ font right there?
Man. He came through. Got some beanies. So here's the Gohan purple beanie right here. Y'all see that?
That's a great shade of purple.
Yeah, that's a great shade.
Very Piccolo of you. Very Piccolo-y of you.
Got the Goku orange, man. Goku orange one right there.
Nice. Yep. Classic.
Get this shit, man.
Got that pink right there.
Ooh. I don't know what I would do with that.
But, hey, you know.
I'd rock that purple, though.
Lady friends. You know what I'm saying?
The lady friends.
Yeah.
Somebody.
This is the blue I'm talking about.
Ooh.
Aqua.
That blue.
That
smooth.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
I got an extra one of you if you're looking at that.
Yes, sir.
It's another, like a Bulma hair
kind
blue.
Of a Bulma one. Yeah,
Bulma blue.
Got another pink one, that boo pink right there.
Boo pink.
You came through and got all this, man.
All of that. Right here.
And he came through and got a nice little bucket, bro. Hey.
The bucket.
The bucket,
got the bucket, man. Fuck
very
it,
nice.
Man.
But let me see real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's the bucket for you, yeah.
Look at this. Is there a camera for me? No?
It's, damn. I can see.
Look at that. Look at this. My man, Keenan, is out here. And that's why we're the greatest.
I got away. I did it. I got off.
Fucking anime podcast.
He does this every stupid episode, man.
In the entire world.
He was coming. Yeah. You timed it.
Yeah, he tried to, but he's in a room still.
He still hears it.
Like, you're like, still here.
Like, he takes a headphone not to hear it in a headphone,
no,
but you still heard it.
He screams it in the headphone. Unnecessary to scream.
Because he's a bitch.
Why can't you just say it?
Just getting it raw at that
if
point.
If he said it, you never liked it from the beginning, though.
No, I didn't.
All right.
No.
All right, yeah. So, you see, no recap, Rob, at all?
Dude. No. No. All right. We saw it. I got some news, though.
Yeah. All right. So, before we get into that, we're going to get into some anime news. We're going to jump into the entertainment district. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. So, Square Enix teases upcoming Full Metal Alchemist project. 2021 was the 20th anniversary. The release of the manga for Full Metal Alchemist and Square Enix celebrated with an art exhibition featuring characters from the show. And announcing a mobile game that's coming out this summer, and recently launching a website teasing more upcoming projects based on that world. So on the new website, which is just vengeance-scar.jp, there's a brief write-up of the last year's celebrations, but more notably, a countdown that's going to end on March 2nd, and a large picture of the character Scar with his hood raised, hand up in front, you know, destruction tattoo all on his arm. also worth noting that besides the website, the announcements that they put out online, they also handed out flyers with the same image and date out at theaters in Japan in the area where they usually are advertising upcoming releases. So that being said, would you guys be interested in a new project
yes.
set in the world of Full Metal Alchemist?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
100%.
100%.
Right. Have you watched Full Metal Alchemist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both.
Yes.
Which one's better?
Brotherhood.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Brotherhood. Yeah. That was a good time.
We're trying to play him out, bro.
We can kick him off the podcast. Like, brotherhood. Thank you so much for being here today.
Brotherhood. Bang.
For sure. Do you think that Scar has the ability to carry his own story, whether it's with a new show or a movie?
Yes.
Yeah, because of what he went through when he was trying to accomplish.
Yeah, all day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely watch Scar.
But I don't think it just goes with him. I think somehow the brothers get back involved. There's no way they're not going to have this movie without the brothers getting involved.
But that's funny, too. Jamoni made a good point. Leave Full Metal alone. It's already perfect. I mean, that's the risk
sometimes,
you run.
Yeah.
It might be Jordan with the Wizards jersey.
Could be.
Like, you don't.
It could be.
You don't know.
I'm saying Jordan the Wizards jersey was entertaining, though.
But he also.
Nobody cares.
I did.
Nobody cared.
He played, the thing is, in his final season, he played every single game and averaged over 21 points a game.
How did the Wizards do that year?
Well, it wasn't about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
That's part of the legacy.
It's like
part of the legacy. The brother is 40 years old, still dropping over 20 points a game, shooting over 48%, and still drop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's okay to gracefully bow out, man.
Yeah.
Just he had nothing else
I thought it was dope.
Yeah.
Go out bulletproof, man. Yeah. Like, brotherhood was great.
That is a great point,
you know.
Yeah.
And here's the thing: are they so? There's no manga stuff that's making this a movie
so far. There's not any untapped material that they're like.
This is brand.
This could
brand
be
new.
brand new.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
So, I feel like you got
support, but I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Because the more you talk about it, initially it's like, yeah, but then if that's just me as a greedy.
So wait, I have a question.
Right.
Did Jordan's wizard thing did that take away from his legacy?
I don't know what I'll say this. His wizard thing is literally erased from my mind. I don't even think about it.
It's Dragon Ball GT.
So, but my point, does Dragon Ball GT or the Wizard Run take away from what Dragon Ball is?
It did, because the same characters are there.
I mean, yeah, but
Goku like that, it's like, seeing fucking Goten in fucking pants like
that. But it doesn't take away from the Cell side.
From it, but it's like, in the moment, you're like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then 5 to 10 years from now, just like we're having this discussion about Jordan Wizards, we don't think about that.
So
branding wise, legacy wise, it's not even involved.
So then what's the point?
We don't think about it because it wasn't good.
No, my point being, so what's the risk of them doing this? Because the worst case scenario is something people don't think
about. Brotherhood will still be Brotherhood.
Brotherhood will still be Brotherhood.
Brotherhood will still be Brotherhood, but then there's also that conversation of when you talk about it being the greatest, it's like, but remember, you got to bring it up. It's part of
no risk, no reward, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you got some skin in the game.
What
if it ends up? What if this pushes it past the point where nobody can even question if this is the greatest anime of all time? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they put out something that's so dope?
That's gonna be tough.
That's what the businessmen are definitely saying.
Speaking
as a businessman here,
I'm saying the reason why that's tough is because a lot of times when the manga people, the people that get the reading stuff first, they normally would tell you, look, this is going to be the best once this gets done.
Yeah.
It's normally rarely that somebody creates something out of thin air from a project like that, and it's like, yo, this is amazing. a la Kamige Got Kill, the first Fullmetal Alchemist. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, I think it's going to be too tough to top what they did without any manga resource first.
I mean, I think that's all fair. And that being said, I mean, if you guys were all developing a new story set in this world, what characters or stories would you want to see? Would you want to see more of?
I already know what it is.
Yeah, I was saying,
Colonel Mustang.
I want to see him learning how to annihilate motherfuckers.
Yeah. You can give us the prequels to him, or you can give us what's happening now with him.
Yeah, because
I'm down for you.
Where it leaves off, he still has ways to go till he like accomplishes what he ultimately wants.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker, man.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite anime scenes. Cool.
Didn't that, like, isn't that what you,
shut up
you
and
talked
die.
About?
Ling. Yeah, yeah, Ling going back to Xing and trying to like unite his country. That was my pitch for a follow-up series. Yeah.
What if they do it like the Book of Boba Fett way, where it's like, yeah, we're leading with Scar, but it's really Mustang story. Yeah. We're gonna more Mustang in the back.
There's going to be like two or three banger Mustang episodes towards the end of
that. That's what we came for. You got us. You set us up.
I'll be with that 100%.
Yeah.
Because I like Mustang. The brothers were dope, but I feel like Mustang was my favorite. Yeah, and it wasn't
pretty
close.
Much everybody's favorite.
Yes. Even sure. Before the incendiary moment at the end, wait, who was that?
Envy.
No, Envy.
Envy first. I mean, Envy second. Lust was first.
Yeah.
He incinerated Lust first.
Okay.
And but then, even before that, I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
How do you stand up to that just onslaught of fire simply from snapping?
And it's dope because he just carved the transmutation circle just in his hand. Like, that's fucking hard as fuck.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Then we like, it's a snap. We have to love it because of the snap.
It's a snap, bro. I'm with it. It's a dope ass power.
These fucking franchise boys out here just.
That'll be hilarious.
Just have fucking Colonel Mustang in
it. I know someone's going to do it. Take it from us. Go do it.
Colonel Mustang in a long white tee.
All right. So, for our next story, Jujutsu Kaisen confirmed for a second season from MAPPA.
Fucking go. Yeah, so those poor artists at MAPPA. I'm so sorry. For you guys.
They
so sorry.
Get back to work.
I hope they add to the cavalry or something because, Jesus, they probably got fucking now hiring signs all across Japan.
Bro, I'd be dead at the RDC World skits about the artists. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah,
that one I haven't seen.
Oh, my God. It's so funny, man. Yeah. They walk in and just like, hey, guys, guess what? Picked up another one. They're like, ah!
He's like, I quit.
Like, so somebody's like, I quit. And it's like, he's pulling a gun out of his head. I'm sorry, what'd you say? I don't care, man. Do whatever you got to do to me. Oh, this is for your daughter. What?
Damn.
Yeah, they go in and like, this is for your daughter. That's Susan? Cold. Little cold. Susan, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get back to work. Yes, you are.
That's right. So we already knew we were going to get a prequel movie, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, which is due out in the States next month. But MAPPA finally confirmed the TV show. It will be coming back for season 2 in 2023. So we got a bit of a wait.
Yeah.
It's good news to hear that there's another season coming. You know, it would be kind of more surprising if there wasn't. The show is wildly popular, being the second most talked about show on Twitter in 2021, even beating out Squid Game. Dude. It was like Brazilian Big Brother.
Okay. What? All right.
Yeah.
That was number one.
That was number one. Then it was Jujutsu Kaisen, then Squid Game, which
That's amazing.
I think because Squid Game was a phenomenon in a short period of time. Versus Jujutsu Kaisen.
It was a spike.
You know,
for that was episodic, in a sense. Yeah.
But it was named Crunchyroll's Anime of the Year in 2021 and gained an overall score of 8.71 out of 10 with 1 million reviews on my anime list. So,
bro,
I mean,
like, that show is easily top tier for me.
Yeah.
Like, easily. It's like, that is top 10 best anime I've experienced.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
You haven't seen an episode?
In one season?
You remember what I did with Demon Slayer, so don't even come at me.
One season?
I saw two episodes of Demon Slayer, said this might be the greatest anime ever.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And was I wrong? So like I said with Jujutsu Kaisen, this is there. You need to watch
it. You told me this when we were talking about it last time. You were like, yo, you need to watch it. Everyone has hyped it. And I'm like, okay, I gotta give this one a shot.
The hype is the hype, bro. Can't overhype it.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
At the risk
it
of overhyping, it's very, very good. Like, it gives Demon Slayer Season 1 a run for its money.
It's better than Demon Slayer Season 1.
Definitely better than first season Demon Slayer.
Somebody said it's better than season one. I can see that.
Okay. I feel like Demon Slayer ain't even really hit his stride yet. Like, Demon Slayer is not even.
I don't
want to
hear this. Stop it.
No spoilers, but
the thing that made Demon Slayer so special to me outside of the character building, the world building, all that was the pace. The pace of the show, where it's just like they had the entire like training arc happen in one episode.
Yes, it did.
But it felt like it felt much longer. It felt like you got so much more from that one episode. Yep. Like Jujutsu Kaisen does that same shit, but has characters in it that Demon Slayer doesn't. You know, and I'm not going to try to give away anything else, but it just has things in it. It has elements that Demon Slayer doesn't, that Demon Slayer couldn't have because of the type of show it is. But all I'll say is that Jujutsu Kaisen does shit that you wish most anime would.
Absolutely.
I think, and also the crazy thing about Jujutsu Kaisen is that's such a big, ballsy move to make your first movie. Your main characters aren't even in it.
They don't need
your main characters aren't even in
it. They don't need to be.
And then, I mean, there's nothing ruined in the second season, but the second season is what the manga is now. The main characters aren't in the second season so far.
That show has so many characters that were already developed in season one that I don't need the main characters for season two.
Yeah.
I don't need the main characters.
It's all about the second season is like the fucking
Gojo. The world is that dope.
The world is fire.
The world is great.
It's a great cast of characters. Yeah. Everybody's dope.
I'm going to be tweeting my watch along. Okay, I want everyone to look at my Twitter. Yo, I can't wait now.
I think it's dope too that they built Gojo up, and then it's like usually when they build characters up like Gojo, you never see him. But the whole second season really kind of talks about him. It's like, we know this is our fucking guy, and we're going to show you.
Hey, just let you know what I'm saying. You know,
it's no spoilers.
Yeah, you figure that out from the first episode.
No, he's like, he comes in and was like, I'm just the way what he says in the first episode, which I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But what he says, I was just like, that's some. Remember when he first said, I was like, that's some bullshit. Like, whatever. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, whoa.
Okay. Oh, no, he's real.
No, all right.
But yeah, no, there's still plenty left for them to adapt. I mean, season one took them through chapter 64 of the manga, and there's currently 174 out there, and it's still going. So, I mean, at that rate, that's two more seasons of TV at that point. Yeah.
Damn.
I respect that they are probably saying, let's stall for the manga to either finish or get way ahead of us so we're not trying to make up our own storylines.
Mm-hmm. Never do that.
That's what ends up happening.
Never do that.
The full metal. Has that ever worked out?
No.
Not that I can.
Not
think
compared
of.
To people that read the manga. No,
I mean, what do you
not just
about?
With manga. Mm. Like, you got so many other shows that are adapted that they finished.
I feel like that had to work somewhere. For them to do it so frequently, that got to be like that one poster child.
Like, it's not like those.
Hey,
things,
but remember that one time we did this?
It's money.
Far as I know, not once.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll say is like when winter came.
Oh,
it was so good, you know. The final season.
Oh, that was rough.
Never watched.
I never watched Game of Thrones. That was a Game of Thrones reference.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Okay.
Yes.
You watched Game of Thrones?
No, I don't watch it.
Couldn't get caught up in that one.
Incredible until the last season.
It's very good until it's not, and then it's not.
It's funny how much less I want to watch it because I know the
y'all out there in the anime world, even if it's not an anime, tell us a time where either the book or the manga got added. At what's the word?
Adapted.
Adapted.
Adapted. There it is. He found it.
There it is. Adapted.
He's been buffering today. Because
Brennan gave me such a hard time on that word. Let me know when that worked out for somebody. I feel like he did. It had to be one time that it worked out.
Yeah. But now that we have the movie coming out first, and like you were saying, not in any of the main characters really in that movie. If the movie's bad, does that affect your anticipation for season two?
Yes,
it does. But right now. This did the second most numbers to Demon Slayer.
It is. So, I mean, in Japan, it's doing
like
numbers.
The movie, Demon Slayer is number one movie ever, and then Jujutsu Kaisen is like a close second.
Yo, I remember when that Demon Slayer movie hit, man. Did you go and watch it?
The Mugen Train? No.
you haven't even seen that?
No.
What?
Wait,
I watched the recap. Of that.
You watched it
episodic?
Exactly.
It's not as good episodic as it is in it.
Honestly, I liked it a little bit episodic, but that's
I like it better episodic than the movie. Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it better,
What was the difference? Well,
there's not much.
They added a little like pre-story to it, like that him like running into that demon like that was harassing like the young girl and her grandmother.
Yeah,
that's not in the movie.
The movie starts with them getting on the train.
Yeah, they're on the train already.
Okay.
And then it kind of starts when they kind of meet him.
When he's eating. He's sitting there eating like, delicious or whatever.
Yeah.
That's when the movie starts. Right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know it's on the Funimation app, so I'll be watching it on that. So.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Funimation app has given us some trouble over the years.
I'm going to give you my Crunchyroll credentials.
There's a thing coming.
It's on Hulu now.
There's a thing coming. They merged.
There's a thing.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. Crunchyroll is just a better platform for now.
So I've heard, but that Funimation check talk.
How you feel about Funimation, Rob?
That's why I didn't say that. I figured he had like a nice little hip pocket.
He's just like, Funimation app is fantastic.
I get that.
I can't
argue with that.
Funimation for the win, guys.
I was going to say, they put a check in my pocket. I would like them too.
Go ahead and get that Funimation app, y'all.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Tell them Cleo sent you.
Yeah. You got a code? Is there a Cleo code?
Shout out to Funimation.
Yeah, shout out, man. Yeah.
He's like, Crunchy who? Crunchy what?
Shit.
Yep.
He's like,
not familiar.
I'm not familiar.
But yeah, no, that's our anime news for this time. We can get right into the conversation about Demon Slayer.
All right, man.
That's awesome.
So we were talking about today, man. We all finished up season two, Demon Slayer the Entertainment District Arc, man.
Woo!
Which is a crazy, crazy, crazy win. And we got our guest here with Cleo. We're going to get into this shit. We're going to get into some questions, man. And y'all ready? I don't know who read the questions. I know Cleo probably hasn't.
I took a peek.
Yeah, it's going to be some fun.
Rob told us that we're going to argue and fight.
We're going to fight today.
Possibly. There's a possibility.
I think it's going to be a fight.
Easy yes. first, not easy first question, but fun first question. Out of season 2, fully done, who had the best moment out of Tanjiro, Inosuke, and Zenitsu?
May I add one last thing to this question? Because I talked to Rob, I brought up my, the only had one question, it was add on to this.
Okay.
It was just, who do you think would win in a one-on-one fight between the three of them?
Okay, so who had the best moment, and then who do you think would win in a one-on-one?
Who's the strongest?
In a head of fade, or?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Brendan, you want to go first then?
Nope, you got it.
First question is?
Who had the best moment out of Tanjiro, Inosuke, and Zenitsu, and then who do you think will win, or who's the strongest out of those three after seeing season 2?
The strongest out of those three? Damn, bro. How could you not choose Tanjiro? How could you not choose him, man? I want to say Tanjiro then. Mm-hmm. He has to be. It's him. He has to be the strong, but he's so cool, though. I love Zenitsu. Hey, I love him, bro. I just his color scheme. I think I only like him because his color scheme. I think I only like
color scheme is fire, and his animation is probably the best animation on the show.
Godspeed,
sure. Yeah, his animation is crazy.
Electricity is so cool. Okay, best moment though. Best moment. That's I don't know. I don't have a best moment for him. For Tanjiro.
No, they're not gonna be for them particularly. What's the best moment out of that whole season?
Oh, okay. Best moment out of the whole season.
Oh, you did.
That's for any of the three of them?
Yeah, so who had the best moment?
Okay. Out
of those three.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, then, see, that's unfair because I was going to choose Nezuko.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, I think that's what she counts as Tanjiro.
She counts as Tanjiro.
She was stomping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stomping. I have not seen an anime stomp like that since Attack on Titan. Like, she was stomping that poor girl. What's her name? What's the girl's name?
Doki. Yeah.
Stomping her ass. I like that. Like, that reminded me of, like, things I imagined as a kid watching anime.
Yeah.
Like,
Stone Cold. Kicked her head off. Yeah.
She had the tattoos and everything going.
Yeah. She woke up everything.
Got some tattoos.
Yep. She's still a baby.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Thank you, Cleo.
Damn. Fucking... Dickhead.
All right, Kale. Kale's over here. Kale's that word. All right.
So it didn't happen? I can't speak about things that happened?
Hey, man.
I didn't say how I felt about it, but it happened. I thought it was unnecessary. You don't need to have titties to be powerful. But they zoomed in on those motherfuckers. Y'all act like they didn't just like show them.
Oh,
no, it was fancy.
There was definitely
I'm mentioning what it did. And y'all like, you perv? I'm like, they did this. What are you talking about?
Perv is another word to start with a P.
What is that form called? Did they give that a name, a form?
I think they might have, but I forgot what it is. But I think they gave her, it's like her power up.
It should be horny Nezuko.
It's like a demon puberty.
It should be horny Nezuko.
I mean, yes, wait.
He gets a pass?
She got the horn.
Come on, baby. Come on now. You know how the double entendre is. Come on now. Exactly. You good at Smash. You ain't good with the words, brother.
You didn't preface it with that. You didn't preface it with that at all. He was smart. He did it.
That was good.
All right, Rob. Best moment out of, I guess, anybody on that show. And then who do you think would win out of, who's the strongest out of those three?
Out of those three, I got to give it to Tanjiro, if only just for, like, he's got the sun breathing at this point, which I think is the trump card. I mean, they've said at this point, like, it's the strongest form, it's the purest form.
Yeah.
You got to give it to him. I think Zenitsu is maybe close, but he's a one-trick pony. It's tough when he's really fucking good at one thing, but he's good at only one thing.
Yeah.
Tanjiro's got two different styles at this point.
Yeah.
That being said, my favorite moment probably, it's got to go to the sound of Shira. I mean, when he saw the score of the demon's attacks and was just like, he saw through the code of the Matrix or whatever.
That was fire.
He was like whipping that sword around, exploding all that shit. That was like, when we were talking about...
With one hand!
With music hits coming in. Yeah. Like, that was, for me, I'm like, I was in my emotions. I was tearing up watching that fight go down in that second to last episode. That shit was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I would go in Inosuke, and it's because I kind of forgot. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew he was coming. I knew he wasn't dead. That's what I'll say. But I forgot how he came back in.
I knew he was dead.
I thought he was dead, too. Yeah. Had not reading the manga, I was like, yep, they killed him. They killed the Sound of Shira.
Yeah, so, for preference, us three, we read the manga, so we know how it's going to end everything.
Yeah.
We know all that stuff. So I knew he was coming back, but I forgot how he came back. And the way he came back, I got chills. I got a little watery-eyed, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, hell yeah. And he came back. He's like, I think I'm easy, motherfucker. I can move my organs around. That's easy work for me.
Poison?
Poison?
Nothing.
You think this little sound of Shearer can handle poison? You ain't met me. I'm a beast.
I mean, real shit. He can handle the poison and the sound of Shearer. I mean, he had to do what he had to do to get it out at one point. But yeah. So that moment to me was just like, it wasn't just necessarily an action moment. But just that moment, he was watching. I was just like, man, that was beautiful, dog. Just like, he came through still. Came through the clutch. Now, out of the three, I might have to go Zenitsu in a sense of like, just because I feel like, once he taps into Godspeed, I don't know if Tanjiro's going to be able to handle that immediately.
Yeah.
He's going to, he has to get, Tanjiro has to build up to what the fuck he has to do. Mm-hmm. He just goes there.
Yeah.
He's just like, yo, Godspeed, here, boom.
He got that speed, and it's just that speed.
Tanjiro's head is off.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to block that. I don't think he gets through that.
I mean, he fought an upper moon, I'm just saying, but like.
So does Zenitsu. But I'm saying he also had to get to that point, and he struggled, and he would have been dead multiple times.
Multiple times.
He also fought the weaker of the two, Nezuko, but you know, whatever.
You said what?
He fought the weaker of the two.
But he also fought with the sound of Shearer on his side.
I'm like, just saying.
He didn't really.
But he did do it, though.
I'm with Rob.
He did
this.
Do it, though.
Hey, man. I mean, you know, this is what the argument is for. Go ahead, Ice.
The best moment I feel like was Tanjiro getting a fucking scythe in his sickle in his mouth.
Yeah.
And still able to
jaw.
That was crazy.
Man, you guys reminded me of so many damn good moments.
Did you see all the callbacks? Because I recently watched it this past weekend, a bunch of the episodes, and there's a bunch of moments early in the fight that are then paid off later in the fight. Because that move is used on Tanjiro, and then it's unsuccessful. He dodges it.
Oh, that's
the
true.
The very opening move. That's
the
opening move.
Yeah, the sound of Shira, like, pulls him out of
the
way.
Yeah.
And then it's paid off when he actually gets stabbed at the end.
Yeah, he caught him catching him with that sickle in the mouth and him still, like, fighting through that. That was fucking dope. We'll talk about it. But that was a great moment. But, yeah, same thing like Kenan. At this point, Zenitsu is too much. He's just too much. Right there, it takes a minute for Tanjiro to get going. Once he gets going, I feel like he'll have a better shot. But, like, just Zenitsu sleep, Tanjiro just getting cracking. No, he don't want to see him. Godspeed is too much.
I see Cleo has, like, a little bit of a... Go ahead, man. Zenitsu,
like, it's Tanjiro, like, he's got all of those great forms. And I feel like, I think he is OP. I think Zenitsu is OP. I do agree there.
Yeah.
But damn, bro. Like, you like no love for Tanjiro at all?
Don't look at Ice when you say that.
Oh, no. Well, we're here now. We're here.
Hold on.
My bad. Well, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
So my answer, that's why I was like really into all your guys' favorite moments because none of them were mine. My favorite moment was when Tanjiro learned how to do the breathing melding, where he put the breathing together between the, you know, when he was doing that, when he was fighting her the first time. I thought that was cool as fuck.
That was
dope. He's like doing the sun breathing. He's like, my body can't handle this anymore. What do I do? He's like, oh, well, bring in some of the water and then the sun. And then he's like, all right, I'm still scrapping.
Yep.
And he fucked her up.
But then what happened?
They won.
No, I mean, what happened in that moment where when he combined them and then he was about to cut her head off?
I think he reached his limit or some shit, right?
Yeah, he passed out.
Because he had been cut across the chest and his lung was
functioning.
Same.
Okay. All right.
All right,
man.
So that was my favorite moment, and I think the strongest of the three is Tanjiro because of what they said. But I think it's close. I think if I had to like say like, you know, I think Tanjiro and Zenitsu are probably on the same skill level right now. But I think that Tanjiro has better decision making than Zenitsu does because Zenitsu is asleep, literally. You know what I'm saying?
His decision making to literally time when they were going what they're doing, he saw.
Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible.
That sounds
but at the same
like,
time, but who created the plan?
That's fine, but he saw the plan.
No, but
and
I get it.
Didn't have to be told about it.
But
that's incredible.
It's more incredible to create the plan than it is to be a part of it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? There's no question. The person making the plan
is
the mastermind.
Yeah. But if you stack on top of that plan, that's even to me that can be considered at times even more incredible because I don't even know what you're thinking or doing. You did it. I said, fuck it. I'm just going to improvise off your shit. Improvising. Because sometimes he's better than what's written out and planned.
True. Facts.
I mean, yeah, but not against the fucking upper demon, upper moon. like improvisation ain't going to do it. You got to have a plan. You got to have all this shit. You got to have everything.
Facts. Kenan.
All right, so let's get into this next question then. Since we out here, people loving up
Tanjiro. Look at Cleo Nose is coming.
This is where we're going for
Do you think Tanjiro is a good protagonist, strong protagonist, anything like that?
Fucking ice question. This is a stupid fucking ice question.
I didn't ask this question.
You didn't?
No. I made all the questions.
Oh, shit. This is for ice, wasn't it?
This is for good content. This is a question that should be asked.
This is what you're talking about, Rob.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This question should have been asked. Yeah, so do you think Tanjiro is a good protagonist, a strong protagonist, either or whatever it is?
I'm so mad already.
Go ahead, Ice. Do you think?
And then you start with Ice?
Go ahead,
might as well get it out of the way.
Go get it, Ice.
Yeah, go ahead, Ice.
I think.
Oh my god.
I think Tanjiro is a decent protagonist. But I feel like
you had a lot of other words.
No,
in this
I'm saying
you said
he
was
trash.
You said he was trash.
No. Let me clear this up. But when it comes,
don't go back down.
No, he's okay. But if like when you think of like main characters and protagonists, he's not in the top 10. Not in the top 10, 15, not in the top 20. Like he's not there.
Anime
he's not
history?
He's not that
Name
guy.
Name 19 people better as the main
He's
protagonist
not that
anime.
Guy. If you give me time, I could. Off the top, I couldn't. But if you give me some time, I could compile a list. At least 10.
Look at Keenan acting
at least
shocked
10.
Knowing exactly he knew exactly
at
what
least,
was going
at least 10.
You're going to have
he's
to do a follow-up
he,
video.
Not even that. Give me a couple days. He's not that guy.
More
who you don't pass out in the middle of a fucking fight. That's all I need. I can keep going.
How
you
many
don't
times did Goku die?
You
say,
don't. He died fighting. You passed out in the middle of a fight. You're not that guy.
Ichigo dies. Goku dies.
They're fighting. He passed out. Passing out and dying is two totally different.
You don't
things.
Know how it happened though.
I watched it.
You watched
it. He got over. He did too much. Now I don't know about Bleach, but I'm saying with Goku, it's like he did too much. You're supposed to tap into this new thing that you learn. I'm combining these powers, and I'm gonna pass out in the
was
middle.
Was Tanjiro
of this
down after he passed deep. Out? Was that it? Was he done for the
no,
rest
of the
series? No,
he kept fighting after that.
Oh, he got up.
He got up and kept fighting. And he actually ended up decapitating the actual main person.
With who? With the with the help of who?
Everybody needed fucking help.
That's what I'm
who did it by themselves?
You're
everybody
not
needed
that
help.
Guy. If
everybody,
you're that guy,
who didn't need help?
Okay, so far
I did see the Sound
so far,
face down.
Let me
tell you.
Okay, let me see this. Let me say this, and I'm not gonna ruin nothing. In the first two seasons, has Tanjiro had that, hey guys, back the fuck up, I'm the main character, I got this. Has he had that moment?
On the mountain against the fucking ones with the arm. He killed it by himself.
Who?
Tanjiro, when he went to go learn how to fucking be the thing. He fought that demon with the arm that killed every one of his predecessors that
fucking,
got trained by the same
fucking
guy.
Fucking fodder?
By himself.
Fucking fodder. Nobody cared when it was he went against like a big, there's no defining moment for Tanjiro where it's like, that's the fucking Tanjiro moment that he didn't have help. You watched your.
What was
you
the whole
watched,
point of the Tournament of Power?
He watched.
Said that Goku never did it alone. He always had help.
But come on. Goku
all right,
has.
So, all right. It was reeling a little bit. So
what about the drum demon, though? He did that on his own.
Yes, he did.
But I would say this. A lot of times, Ice's argument a lot of times being with Tanjiro is that he always needs help. He never has that. He never gets it done by himself.
He's literally there to tell the story. He's not even.
So what is the point of a protagonist?
To be a part of the story.
What?
And not tell it. You're literally watching.
It's their story. The protagonist is their story.
It's their story, but at some point, you need to be like, this is my story.
Okay.
At no point in the first two seasons.
Okay. I want to go to Cleo.
Okay, Cleo.
No.
Do you feel like he is a great protagonist? And then you can go ahead and rebuttal whatever you want to rebuttal.
Yeah, no, I do feel like he's a great protagonist. Yeah. It is his story. Like, from the first episode in, you're seeing what is going to be built into. You got him, his family gets destroyed. Now it's just about him and Nezuko, him wanting to be stronger, mm-hmm. him going after the Demon King. Like, that's his story. I get what you're saying as far as, like, he hasn't had a defining moment to be that guy, but I think that's a part of, in my opinion, what makes Demon Slayer kind of special is, like, you're not only focused on just this character's mm-hmm. only journey. Like, right. No, like, everyone else is involved. Like, they're moving as a unit mm-hmm. to figure out how to handle everything.
But I think it is, too, is, like, all the newer animes have that type of same thing, even Jujutsu Kaisen. But there's points when you like, okay, Itadori is that dude. And now he's not even my favorite character, but Itadori has his moments. Deku has his moments. Like, everybody has, even the first couple seasons. It's like, hey, back the fuck up. Like, this is my moment. Mm-hmm. And we talk shit about Deku, but he, even with the whining and shit, he still has his moments. So I think even in two seasons, first season, okay, I'll give you that. You might not have had your moment like that. But this second season, upper moons are pulling up. It's only going to get worse from here. And there's never been a point where I'm like, when 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 come up and fucking Muzan comes up, Tanjiro is not going to be a, like, there's stuff pulling up. I'm like, he's not going to do
anything.
This
show just has the best antagonists ever. Like, but in the sense
but,
of like,
they but at the there. Same time, it's like, watching Tanjiro, I don't buy into him. You just watched your man's. Your man's Rengoku got fucking washed out, and you fucking yelling. And you think it's because we scared of you? No, he's running from the sun. The sun, like
true. You've read the manga.
Yeah, and I'm not saying nothing from the manga.
That's the Mugen train arc.
Yeah,
you have to end that fight.
But you've watched, you've read the manga.
We three read the manga.
You guys have read the manga. So you have this argument as far as Tanjiro regarding
the entire
anime, correct? Or even with the manga included, you're saying you don't buy into him?
No.
That's kind of crazy.
Right?
That's crazy.
Welcome to Ice. Here's the thing. I read the manga. Rob read the manga.
Yeah.
I can't say that I agree with the hell he's saying.
It's not a mainstream opinion by okay. any means.
Right. Yeah. I can't say reading the manga. I can't agree with what he's saying. Do you want to go next?
Here's the thing. I bought early on Tanjiro. I bought in early. And I even told Brennan, like, it was from the second episode, and it wasn't because of what he does in the middle of a fight. It's because of who he is as a person. And the fact that, like, it was like the second episode, he had just did all that shit with Giyu and got his sister on his back at this point, and like he gets some rice and the guy's like, you can have it, you can just have some rice, and he's like, no, I'm gonna pay you for this rice. And he like forces that coin into that dude's hand and like sprints off before he can give it back. I like Tanjiro because of who he is and because he's outmatched and he still gets up and does this shit anyway. Yeah. He knows he's out fucking matched. He can't win any of these fights against these people on his own, but still he goes and he does it, and he does it anyway. Mm-hmm. That's why I like Tanjiro, because he is, and that's, I think, kind of the point. And we'll talk about this a little bit later too. Even the Hashira are fucking outgunned when it comes to these upper moons.
Yeah.
One-on-one fights, like, they can't do it.
I feel like Yuzi, the sound pillar, I feel like he could have took that 60 if he wasn't poisoned.
Oh, by himself? Well,
yeah.
By himself?
We'll talk.
I feel like he could have.
And I'm gonna let you close it out. I'm gonna go next.
Go ahead. Go for it.
I'm kind of with Rob, in a sense. The reason why I think Tanjiro is dope is because, for me, what I like in a protagonist, I hate OP motherfuckers, man. Out the gate. I'm just not a fan of this dude always getting it done. I love the fact that he's like, yo, I'm not the strongest. Mm-hmm. I have to get better.
Yeah.
He's stronger than me. These demons stronger than me. Yo, as of right now, if Muzan really pulled up, what could we do?
Nothing.
Like I said, we know what's happening. It ain't just Muzan.
Moonwalking all over.
It ain't just Muzan. Y'all gonna see when these upper moons pull the fuck up. Is
And y'all saw one of them. That dude's a dog.
One-on-ones.
It's not. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. This next season's gonna be kind of crazy, but that's what I love about Tanjiro, because he knows every single time he's on the scene, like, yo, I might be outmatched. I keep pushing through. He always finds a new level to get to, but it might not be the best level, but he's learning and getting better every fucking time. And I always appreciate that, to me, about a protagonist. And he said, his story is built around him. And I'm with Cleo, what he said, too. He's like, I like the fact that it's not just only solely about him. It's about all these other characters, too. And he's like, he's trying to help other people out, too. It ain't just about his story. He's helping other people out.
Yeah.
So for me, that's how I feel a protagonist. I'm not a fan of like the. I'm not a Goku fan.
I'm not asking for Satama. I'm not asking for Goku. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking for a defining moment separate yourself.
Who are you asking for?
Fucking Itadori. Fucking Edward Elric. Fucking. Something like that. Somebody that's like, yeah, Colonel Mustang had his moment. Both of the Armstrongs had their moment. Yep. But you knew Edward was that fucking guy. Like, you knew it. And that was a group effort. None of that stuff, the Homunculi are watching them if it's just Edward. But you knew at a certain point, like, okay, this is the defining moment. Edward is that fucking guy.
But I would say also in this show, too, this show is probably one of the most realest shows to where when they're fighting motherfuckers and getting hurt, there's no, like, recovery fully. It's just like, yo, I'm damaged. They're never going to, like, even after this particular battle, they get recovered, but they're not fully, they're still going to, like you said, they're still outgunned. Like, it's going to be a fucking problem. And even when they get to the last fucking whole match, like I said, without giving anything away, the fact that stuff has to happen, I can't even talk.
Yeah,
The fact that at the end of fighting Upper Moon 6, they were out. Like, there was no, if someone else had come along, they were done. There was no fight left.
Yeah, Tanjiro's fingers are backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even
that moment, his fingers are backwards. And
All right, guys. So I think Tanjiro is a great protagonist, specifically because what this side of the table said is that, no, I mean, Tanjiro, it's more about who he is and specifically what he can do.
He's a great person.
You know, and that, but it's like, he's what is necessary. And that's what I love about him, is that he is what is necessary. He's that last piece of the puzzle that brings everything together. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I might not be the main piece, but I'm the last piece. I'm the person that came up with the plan. I'm the person that connected everybody.
That sounds like a side character to me.
Well, that's good. That's nice of your opinion there, Ice. So I'm saying he's a great protagonist because of what he provides story-wise. Like, how do you even get to that? Like, it's like the whole show started with his whole family being slaughtered.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And his motivation is to save only one of the family members left, which he's like, you know, even saw him pulling the blood at the end to send it off to the little doctor.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just, for me, that's such a strong motivator, and it pushes the narrative of this story along so well. I believe the role of a protagonist is to be able to push the story along in a way that makes it engaging.
How did that motivation help him when he passed out in the middle of a fight?
So look, I know you're going to keep holding on to little moments like this.
No, that's a huge moment. That's a huge fucking moment. You're fighting an Upper Moon Six who's destroyed a whole city, killed these people, and you passed the fuck out.
His body gave out on him. Part of the struggle.
He has limits.
That sounds like a side character.
This has happened in a lot of other anime scenes to the main character. Like, this happens multiple times to Ichigo.
It happens so many times to so many main characters. But their people have to have their back.
They still have a defining moment. And Ichigo has arguably the worst supporting cast in anime history. And he's still...
I don't like any of their powers. Think about what he said. I'm like, damn, he's right.
No, the captain's though.
Ishida's the only one who has anything.
Even in the first, the little bit, 80, 90 episodes in, even the first two seasons of Bleach, Ichigo has that moment.
Look, all I'm saying is...
Gon has that moment.
It sounds to me like what's really happening here is you just define what you're looking for in a protagonist differently than we do. And so I was in the process of defining what makes a protagonist dope for me while you were yelling. So what I'm saying is
I didn't yell.
Okay. So like I was saying, I think a protagonist is a person who pushes the narrative forward in an entertaining way that makes the entire whole of the show better. And I think he does that on the highest level because of who he is and how he shows up for not only himself, for the people he's defending, and for the people in his people, his team. I think he does that on the highest level.
Okay.
People saying, don't stop with the age shit. Gon was out here at 12. Naruto was out here at 13. Fucking Goku was getting active as a kid. Don't give me that. I'm just going off of the chat.
You got your clip, Keenan. Are you happy?
Yeah. Did you get what you wanted, Clip, Keenan?
I thought y'all gonna go a little bit harder.
I'm just saying, he's not that guy. Last two seconds left in the game, he's Ben Simmons. Wide open dunk.
Okay. Wow.
Wide open dunk.
Tanjiro was Ben Simmons?
Anime Ben Simmons.
It wasn't a dunk because even if he cut her head off, she still ain't
dying.
Wide
open dunk. Oh, let me pass it. I can end this shit.
Ben Simmons is not taking a sight through the mouth.
Let me pass it.
Ben Simmons is not taking a poison sight in the mouth while cutting off a demon's fucking head.
Who did that, Ice? At best.
Who took a sight to the mouth and cut off a glow?
From a basketball perspective, at best.
Hey, who cut his head off?
Tanjiro is Kyrie.
Okay.
At best, Tanjiro is Kyrie. He got people around him, he's a dog. But if he's trying to lead a team by himself, he can't fucking do it.
Michael Jordan couldn't lead a team by himself.
What do you mean? He was still that guy.
He could not lead a team by himself.
He was still that guy.
But you just said lead a team. At the end of the day,
he did lead the team, though, because they took out the girl. He was the one who had the whole plan for how they attacked him.
He's not that guy.
That might sound like a coach. That sounds like a pretty good
leader. He put it together.
Or the ace player. You know what I'm saying? Like, Steve
did do it. He's the one who cut the head off.
Don't talk about those. Come on. Kobe got robbed. Don't do that.
Yeah, he got robbed. Shaq should have won one.
Damn. That is crazy.
Kyrie Irving, you put him around somebody, he gonna get
he
it done.
20 better. He said there's 20 other better.
Give me time.
All right. So here's the thing. All right, we gotta get to the next question.
I gave you lead in for Ice, did I not?
Yeah.
Did I lie about anything?
No.
What'd you say?
No, real.
The truth.
What is it?
You got some great takes. Ice, you got some great fucking takes.
All right, so
I back him up.
We gonna get to the next question, but I want this.
20.
Ice, give us 20. After that, when you get a chance,
we want 20.
We make your own video, whatever. Give us
20. We want 20 better protagonists than Tanjiro.
You called it out. Next question, man. What's up, Rob? You doing good over there?
Cool. I am great. I feel like $1 million.
All right, after seeing a few Upper Moons in action, and I think Rob and I, we answered this question before, right?
We definitely talked about it. I think it actually was an episode I wasn't on. Because
it might have been me and Ice, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
So after you saw a couple Upper Moons in action, would you rather fight an Upper Moon or Hashira? Cleo.
I'd rather fight Hashira. I'm not fucking with these Upper Moons, bro. I ain't fucking with these demons, dog.
That is the correct answer.
That is the correct answer. Anything else is crazy to say.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
This is six. They still got five, and then that's the thing. They got five and fucking Muzan.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it really matters. I think any Hashira and any Upper Moon is killing me immediately.
100%.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's,
but you're
not
getting, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
No, give me Tanjiro's powers and then, I want to fight Hashira, but I'm not touching him. I'm not playing with these demons, bro. They don't play fair. They're just the fucking worst. Like, their motivations are
fucking crazy.
This is all what you've seen so far.
Yeah.
Some of these upper moons.
I hate when they start doing this.
Yeah, it's just.
Can we just move on?
Go ahead, yeah. Brennan. Go ahead.
No, I said, honestly, if it was Brennan today, I would rather fight a Hashira. And here's why. Because they're just going to kill me instantly. These demons are going to torture you and fuck you up and fuck your family up and do all these other kind of things. I know I'm dying either way. Hashira, just like the sound Hashira, the moment that he walked into that room, the girl's head was off before he even said a word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what the Hashira do. And so for me, I'm like, I just want my head to be off when I die. Yeah. So not because I think I have a better chance of winning. I know I don't have a chance of winning against either one of them. Okay. But for the sake of argument, what happens during this fight, I'm fighting Hashira.
Okay. You want to give a quick answer, Ice?
Yeah, I'd rather fight fucking Tanjiro because he's a scrub.
God damn it. God damn it, Ice.
What a callback, man.
Man, we know you don't like him. Is it the colorway? Like, what is it that you just is a stickler to?
You don't like the checker green and black, man.
It raises up aggression. Just a protagonist.
You know what? A lot of stuff that y'all said about him is heart. Like, we always make the Aaron Donald reference. Aaron Donald could come up here right now and I say, nah, back up, guys. I got this. I can keep getting watched by Aaron Donald. Y'all not going to be like, but he kept fighting. No, they're going to be like, Aaron Donald beat the fuck out of Ice. And he told us not to help him.
He tried his best.
That's basically what y'all are saying about Tanjiro.
No.
It's like,
your comparisons are the worst.
No,
bro.
It's not. Then say
that
I'm
wasn't
getting
a
my,
bad comparison, to be honest.
Say I'm
bad.
Getting my ass whooped by Aaron Donald. Then I'm like, okay, guys, come on, let's whoop his ass.
I'm going to be in the back like, wait, they should make an anime of this.
No, for the record, I can't see Aaron Donald because Aaron Donald gets brought up in pretty much every week of this podcast. We bring him up every week. Like,
as a pinnacle, whooping our ass.
He's the standard of like, he could whoop all our ass at the same time.
100%.
Y'all saw him in the Super Bowl parade with his shirt off, just like, he's like 300 and some pounds and has less than 7% body fat.
He's a fucking monster. He's only 6'1".
Yeah.
Damn. So if we all jump the
lower
fuck out of him,
gravity.
Y'all not gonna be,
exactly.
If we jump the fuck out of him, y'all not gonna come out that fight like, damn, Ice, you really did your thing when we fucking jumped the fuck out of Aaron Donald.
You're a great protagonist for having heart.
Hey man, I could hurt him.
I don't know.
Okay. So quick answer, Rob.
I mean, Brennan said a lot of what I would say. I would rather fight a Hashira because that's a human being. I'm not trying to fight a rabid fucking animal that's invincible and can heal from whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, me personally, I'm going to go fight a demon. The reason why.
Good luck.
Because the possibility of being like, oh, man, you kind of do. I like you, man. I'm going to make you into a demon, too.
But the demons now, do some now, fucked now, up now, shit, though. Like, yeah, let me go into your dream and destroy your soul.
That's
like,
fine.
I feel like it's more likely for a Hashira to be like, I'm going to show mercy on you than any of the demons.
Possibly. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that I can possibly become a demon and be alive forever now. They can
I like
me
Keenan's
demon.
Intentions.
Yeah.
So you want to be an evil fucking rabid beast and
so
kill
go into it. So then you're going into it
don't
not wanting to
Nezuko.
Kill
yeah. Don't you say Nezuko.
Who said I got to be fully on evil like that?
No, but that's cool. But like,
outside of Nezuko, who?
When do you, okay. ma- when mean, do you make that decision? Yeah. When do you make, because they make that decision. You can't go in with like, oh, if they make me a demon, I'm still cool with that. Because why are you fighting?
I'm confident in my skill set to fight.
You're going
to
lose.
All right. And I'm
going to
lose.
Some demons, they're not really evil like that.
Right now, Rengoku and Tenjin, they asked him, say, hey, bruh, you could probably be a demon in this bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm confident in my skill to remember, hey, Kenan, man, you're not as strong as him. But you would be a waste for me to just kill you.
You would be crushed under the wood.
Do you think you'd be
an
upper moon?
When it went down.
I wouldn't start off as an upper moon. I'd be a lower moon, and then I'd work my way up.
What happened to the lower moons, Kenan?
He killed them all.
Huh? Hey! Yeah, I haven't seen everything yet, so yeah, I can't say too much. So shut your ass up. You talking
why
about
would
that.
You even say that? You asshole.
He just...
No, it gave nothing away.
It did. It means he didn't kill him.
No, that does not mean that. Uh-huh.
Brennan,
you're the one
pointing
that out.
You're,
I hate him.
You're sensitive.
You don't know
right
what's
now
going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so stop thinking about it.
Stop thinking
well,
about
it. We know what did happen.
What? Enjoy the ride.
It showed him kill all the lower moons except for one.
And they're dead.
Yeah.
They're dead.
They're dead.
You said that we don't know that's what happened.
Stop asking questions.
No, you don't know what I'm saying. They know what I'm saying. Yeah. So you don't know what I'm saying.
So am I not making a point at all?
You're making inferences based on information
you don't have.
I know you want to be the smartest guy in the room,
which is something we should have prefaced with for you.
We got time.
I hate all of you.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Cleo, you're cool, man.
I love you, brother. Right. Love you, brother. Love you, come on.
Yeah,
all right. I'll probably skip this question. So we go to the next one after that. Which upper moon are you looking forward to seeing?
Just for reference, I don't know if y'all know, but the people who gave Daki and her brother powers, that was upper moon too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude that showed up with the rainbow eyes.
Yeah. So I don't know. Have you guys seen the up? Go ahead.
He was up on Moon 6 at the time, but he's 2.
He's 2 now. So okay. He moved up in the ranks, and y'all will see why he moved up. In the
is
ranks.
He the one with the cult?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one, right?
Yes.
Ah. I hate his.
You know who I'm talking about, Brennan? Mm-hmm.
I know who he, what he looks like. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So out of the upper
moons. I think this is an unfair question. I just don't know enough. I don't even know all the upper moons. I don't know what Upper Moon 1 looks like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what Upper Moon.
They showed them all.
They showed them all.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just like, psh, like a flash. You know what I'm saying?
That's also
true. Yeah, I mean, I had to look up who Upper Moon
is. That's what I'm saying, though. Okay, I don't think this. I don't like this question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care what you like, Brennan.
No, I'm just saying.
This is Brennan. Brennan be asking trash ass questions. And then he be like, I like this question.
For clarification, Keenan, did that scene happen at the end of season 1?
Yeah, remember he called the.
Yeah, because he called them all together. Okay. I forget what happened in that scene.
And that's when he had killed the lower moons. Yeah. And he was just like, all right, bro. He called all the upper moons up and was like, yo, we got to have a talk, man.
So that's when he powered them up to level 6.
And he gave them more power and stuff like that. Yeah. But I can understand you not being able to answer that question.
I don't feel confident because I'm just going to be like, all right, from what I've seen, which isn't visually, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fair. All right. All right, this is a good question then. After seeing Rengoku and Tenjin fight upper moons, Who was your favorite out of those two? Like who was your favorite out of those two fighting? And then do you think I'll pair this question too? Do you think Rengoku could have handled Upper Moon 6? I'll answer.
You go first.
I'll first then.
Lead us in.
I mean, I get the question, but
yeah, no, I'm trying to.
It's just like, it feels like such an obvious answer.
I don't think it's
no,
obvious.
It's not.
For some people, I don't
first
know.
First thing first.
Hold on, you said it's obvious. Who do you think it is? Who you think is stronger?
The Sound Hashira.
So this is why.
Yeah, see, it's not.
So
yeah.
First thing I'm going to do is.
It's layered. It's dark. Okay, yeah. It's deeper.
I'm going to apologize. Because early on in the other podcast we did about Demon Slayer, I destroyed Rengoku. Mm-hmm. I fucking got on his ass for being trash.
I know you're saying it's because of who he fought, though, right?
I dogged this motherfucker out.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, man. He ain't as weak as we think he is. Because he fought Upper Moon 3.
Mm. By himself.
Let me tell you.
He sure did.
Let me tell you something. Upper Moon 3.
Akaza.
Like I said, I can't go into too much, but you're going to see why he a motherfucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to challenge him. That's all I can say. It's just challenge him.
Dude ran into a bullet train.
He ran into the wrong one. Honestly think.
He started the game on the highest difficulty.
Yeah, Rengoku did. He did. I honestly think Rengoku would have took this demon out.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
And I think he's stronger than I guess I'm next, but I'm just...
So my answer would be, yeah. I apologize to Rengoku, and I think he is slightly above Tenjin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
I would pick him. I think he's above Tenjin. But out of my favorite, though, I do like Tenjin's skills, so reading the sound and stuff like that, and the music. Yeah, was fire. That's dope as hell. So mm-hmm. I would say he's my favorite, but I think Rengoku is actually stronger, and he would be Upper Moon 6. Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ice.
I agree. Rengoku is, I think it's slim, but I feel like they, like, if Tenjin is at a 6,000, I think Rengoku is at, like, a 6,400, 6,500.
Yeah.
That raises a question for me, then. I mean, because I feel like we didn't even see the upper three demon really even get busy with Tenjin.
You didn't see a goddamn thing.
So that's my point. It's like, how are you gauging his power when it's because just like,
he was able to do as much as he did to an upper moon 3.
He didn't really do anything
to him. But again, upper moon 3, which is 3 spots ahead of the 6,
yes.
Which is, and he still hung around as long as he did.
No, but I'm just saying like, but in that fight, it felt like the whole time he wasn't trying to fight him. He was trying to convince him to join
his
pack.
But he still did enough.
I guess, but I'm just saying, I feel like that dude could have ended that fight in the beginning.
And I, who?
And I, the Akaza. Demon. Akaza could have ended that fight like this. He barely used any of his powers.
Hey,
and he literally just using his arms to stop his, like, he's like, hey, man, you should be a demon.
Once you see what Akaza is capable of, then you'll be like, Rengoku is stronger than Tenjin. Like,
but he didn't face that, though.
But
we didn't see him fight it. So
he didn't
do that. He would have been wiped out then.
That's what
so
I'm
how
saying.
Is he stronger?
I'm saying if he would have went, so
if you don't pull out the special moves.
I get what you're saying.
What percentage of his power do you think he used against Rengoku?
Probably 40, 50.
Okay.
If that, maybe.
But
he wouldn't even need it to use that again.
He wouldn't even.
You see Rengoku's skill set going against Akaza, and then you see Tenjin's skill set.
How much power did Upper Six put out?
All of it. Rengoku wins that fight, and I don't even think. He needs Tanjiro, Inosuke, or Zenitsu, just because Rengoku displayed against Akaza is much more than what Tenjin displayed against 6. That's what we're basing it off of.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right.
Tenjin won and Rengoku didn't.
Yeah, I know. So hold on. Can I switch the question?
Tengen won and Rengoku didn't.
With help.
Rengoku wasn't even fighting. You said 40% of the upper three's power.
Which is still that's the thing about it, too.
But he still died.
The upper moons, their power scale amongst each other is fucking the
hold,
four
hold
to,
on, hold on.
Five to six is Rob, way stronger.
I want to know what Rob has to say about this. Do you agree with what they're saying?
I mean, listen, I it's tough to say, but I think I don't know if I can see Rengoku winning this fight against the Upper Moon Six, if only because I think the biggest reason that Tengen was able to win this fight is his poison resistance. The fact that he had had that ninja shinobi training to resist that. Anybody else, we saw them get that poison and it worked through him quick.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, just one slash on Rengoku and it's a wrap.
But I think Rengoku is too fast for that.
Like, could be.
Again, it would be a short fight. If it's prolonged in six, maybe a win, but again,
the power difference between those guys.
I don't think Rengoku is going to be able to cut off both of their heads at the same time either.
Yeah.
The power difference between them is fucking crazy, and y'all going to see 6-5, 4-5-4, 4-3. Like the difference between Akaza and the six is
light years.
Bench warmers.
See, but that's why then you can't gauge how strong Rengoku is if he's not fighting somebody at 100%. We saw Upper Six at 100%, and Tengen still won.
What we're saying is. Tengen didn't win. He got help.
So he got
if you want to say everybody else got help, right?
Rengoku got
help. I don't have an accurate gauge of Rengoku's power by himself.
So what I'm saying is Upper Moon solo.
Then he was washed by somebody who's at 40 or less percent of their power.
But y'all don't see the power.
What I'm saying is that I would say that Upper Moon 6 is not even 20% of
Akaza's
power. Yeah, then it's a bad comparison. You can't say based on what we've seen them fight and do so far, you can't compare them and say this one is stronger.
That's my argument.
So you can't.
Akaza at 30% is way stronger than Upper Moon 6 at his best. That's what it is.
Cleo, how do you feel?
I feel like Rengoku's like getting the short end of the stick here because he didn't get a chance. He fought.
We don't see how powerful he is.
Exactly. We didn't get a chance to see him go up against a fully powered version
of anybody.
But then Tengen,
what did you think Rengoku was fighting at 100%?
He had to, or else he would
have
died.
But I think
he did die.
But
or else he would have got died sooner.
The only reason he didn't die sooner is because the guy was trying to convince him to become a demon the whole fight.
No.
That's all he was trying to do the whole fight.
He even got at his neck.
No, he...
Yeah, but if you're saying... But then Akaza wasn't worried during that fight. He didn't look worried at all.
Akaza never had a concern at all.
Akaza immediately respected how strong he was. Yeah. And was like, yo, you're fucking... I think he even said, you're one of the strongest Hashiras that I've ever fought.
Right.
So that's out of the hundreds and hundreds of years that he's murdered Hashiras. Yeah. And then I think they even say that Rengoku's actually technically stronger than the Town Hashira. They say that.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying for me, there's not enough. I haven't seen enough
the show even says
fight
he's strong.
To gauge that.
Okay, go ahead, Cleo. Or you finished, Rob?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Go ahead.
I've said what I had to say on it as far as, like, I feel like Rengoku's getting a short end of the stick here. Fair. He does get washed, and then, but now we get a chance to see him go up against Tengen, and he walks out cleanly, but I just still think it's an unfair comparison between the two because we didn't get to see more. Yeah. I would love to see way more from him.
Yeah.
But we didn't get a chance to see that at all.
Plus,
he looks great on screen.
Yeah, he does.
He looks great on screen.
I fully agree with that.
Yeah, yep.
You have the time up there?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see it. It was 112. Okay. Yep. All right. Have you guys seen the Hashiras at all? Have you seen all the Hashiras?
I can't say so, no.
No. You haven't seen them all?
I mean, you guys have mentioned them, but I still haven't. Like, if you put up a picture of the Stone Hashira.
Yeah, it's
right
a lot
now,
to keep straight.
I wouldn't even know what he looked like.
Yeah. You wouldn't know what he looked like? The blind dude that kind of always crying?
No.
Always doing that?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Dog.
Damn.
Yeah, straight.
They
dog.
Don't show him. Like, what
they
do you
do?
Like,
there's they that do. One at the end of the first season, they show like, group pictures like, of everybody. But yeah. I couldn't tell you who any of them are.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like you've seen flashes of them occasionally.
That's fair.
Silhouette.
That's fair.
All right. So let's just jump to another question then. What is your favorite moment? Because, I mean, that question... Oh,
yeah, we kind of covered that.
Yeah. So, which favorite moment of the season? So, did this season live up to the hype of Demon Slayer? Cleo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I'm excited for more, man. And my thing is this. If we already have the mangas finished, yes?
Yes.
How many more seasons do we get as far as anime?
Three, we've actually talked about this.
Two to three?
Yeah, 2 to 3. I don't think much.
Yeah, you get season 3, and then pretty much it's go time.
Yeah. This arc coming up is a little bit of, I wouldn't say filler, but it's kind of filler because they're training. Because they realize, like, fuck, if that's Upper Moon 6, then we got to get our fucking shit together. Well, and then everybody starts training, and then...
No, then the season, but then the Mist Pillar, is it the season 3 is going to be pretty much built around the Mist Pillar.
And
training
the
and then the Mist Pillar.
And
the Love Pillar.
Yeah.
So once they get active, once... That season 3 is over.
Stop.
It's pretty much it's like literally
it's the end.
It's the end.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm okay with that because I don't want to wait around all these years to find the end of this.
So they're I don't want a One Piece situation. Please.
Yeah. Man, fuck One Piece.
Like, it can continue. Damn, they could continue the arc if they wanted
damn
to.
Damn it.
At least end this.
But yeah, y'all about to see. Y'all about to see this
you fuck with One Piece?
No.
Okay.
Shout out to the ones who can literally watch it, like, have gone episode to episode to episode. And are keeping up with the manga, but no, bro. That is a different level of commitment.
I was going to say, you find a girl that is a One Piece fan, put a ring on it because she's loyal. She's down for the
bars.
Long haul.
No fucking bars.
Now, I loved this season of Demon Slayer. I'm excited to see, I guess, what, another 2 years, maybe? Two or three years of this?
Yeah. And possibly just another season and possibly a movie. They can wrap it up in a movie depending on how they
like
do
it. I would like a movie to finish things.
I think they do need a movie. Yeah. I think that would probably be best.
A movie would probably
I think
be...
of that as far as like the branding of it. I'd like to have another movie in
there. I feel like they can go season three, season four, and then wrap that tail end up with a movie. That's what I feel
like. That shit going to fucking break records. Absolutely. That it already broke itself.
If they set it up that way, it will break every movie fucking record ever.
I can see it.
Do you feel like this anime could possibly be one of the greatest of all time from what you've seen so far?
Yeah.
Because he saw two episodes.
And said he was in.
He said he's in. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Like,
we read the manga, and if it follows the manga, which it has, it pretty much hasn't deviated at all from the manga. We feel like it could possibly be, you guys would agree, one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all
it
time.
It could be up there.
But
for sure.
Why?
The GOAT? GOAT? Why? But you're saying you're calling it the number one GOAT.
Well, because...
I mean, numbers alone tells you why.
Right? Not just numbers, but one of the main reasons why is because there's no bullshit in this show.
Yeah.
If they follow the manga, there's no bullshit. There's no filler. There's no, all right, they're going to go play baseball tomorrow. There's none of that bullshit. It's literally, let's get active.
No driver's
license. Motherfuckers
got
to go. Can you survive or not? And if you don't, hey, motherfucker, too bad.
Too bad.
There's no coming back. There's no wishing you back with Dragon Balls, nigga. There's none of that shit.
You out.
You're
the pacing. The pacing is what... you know, grabbed me immediately, just like what Brennan had said. Like, there was no... Because think about it. They could have spent the first two episodes just seeing Tanjiro, like, upset and depressed about the fact I lost my family.
They could have stressed this show a lot.
A lot more.
Easily.
Just a training montage alone could have been a season, damn near.
I agree. That whole training thing.
Agreed, agreed.
And the episode felt like a season.
Yeah, it did.
So Tanjiro's on Mount Rushmore of anime now?
How many faces they got on that mountain?
Yeah,
21.
Then maybe he might be on that Mount Rushmore.
Demon Slayer as a whole may be on the Mount Rushmore.
Wait, so whose face
would face would rep it?
Fucking Muzan.
Put Mike Jack up there, bro. Yeah. Put him up there. He is Muzan. The coolest dude.
Even though we've only seen him for what, all of 5 minutes in the series?
That's
in first
more. And he's done more than Tanjiro has in those 5 minutes.
I would say this, too. The reason why this is going to go down, too, is and I think a couple of these new gens will go down as probably GOATs over these old ones. As soon as we get out of our nostalgia feeling. Like, I'm a Dragon Ball Z nostalgia. I will admit nostalgia
you
plays
see,
a
look
big
at
part.
The hat.
Right? But it's like, for me, these new gens, if it's Jujutsu Kaisen 2, bro, their pacing is incredible, and they're getting to the shits, and they're going to probably wrap up. They're not trying to go, all right, money. They're just like, no, this is going to be so dope, you're going to just keep buying shit because it's so fire.
Do you think these two animes in particular make you forget about My Hero and Attack on Titan?
No.
Because I feel like My Hero kind of got washed away. Not washed away, but I feel like it's taken a huge step back since Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen has been
on the scene. I agree
with
that.
For My Hero, yes. Attack on Titan, no. I feel like that every episode, the internet just lights up.
No, Attack on
Titan
does. But I agree with what you're saying to an extent, but I also think it's because of what we were saying about the season. You know, this season wasn't supposed to be it for, you know, My Hero. Like, this is a setup season, and there wasn't much to talk about. You know what I'm saying, to be honest. Yeah. But it's like, what I think next season... My Hero is going to come back, and it's going to be like, all right, you know, doesn't matter what else is coming out.
Who the guy is.
Right? Yeah, My Hero's like, yo, we started this generation.
Do you think My Hero is still that guy, though?
I mean, they could be like the Warriors this year. Like, we heard all the trash you guys were talking. We got the receipts, okay? That was an in-betweener season.
I don't think anybody who watches anime would say that you should sleep on My Hero. You know what I'm saying?
But you do feel it's taking a step back with the big these guys coming out now.
I feel like I wouldn't call it a step back. I feel like My Hero is just like, it's not my time right now. Like, it was just like chilling. My Hero was just like, I have to get this housekeeping out of the way so that you guys can know what's really in the way.
And you feel like they understood that. You feel like it was just like, oh,
well, when you
y'all can have it. Y'all can have this year.
I don't think they can.
Do you feel like if My Hero went away from the bullshit filler movies and made a one tied to the story movie, do you think it'd do the numbers that Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer did?
Yes.
No.
I think it could. So. I think so, yeah.
Especially because it wouldn't be rated R. You could get more kids into the theater, and that's doing money right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, was Demon Slayer rated R?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Anything
with
blood? Anything with blood?
Oh, yeah,
like
the consistent suicide. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, that's suicide.
I remember that. Oh. I just got, whew, fuck.
Suicide.
So you're saying that a canon movie would do numbers?
We didn't even bring that up in his Tanjiro argument. What are the main characters we've seen fucking do suicide?
They don't have to do that because they're fucking winning.
who else was winning in that scene? He's the one who figured it out.
He's the one who saved the rest of them in that scene.
He did end up killing that demon, though. But, you know.
Yeah, he killed that demon and saved the rest of them from his...
Was that a Lord Moon, right?
It was.
Yeah, but when Goku was trapped in it.
Powered up one.
When Goku had problems.
He would have got out of that.
You know,
yeah.
For sure.
Zenitsu could have handled him.
Okay.
He didn't.
He was asleep.
Exactly.
Which means that's when he's most powerful. Right.
Yeah. And he didn't do it.
He was in the back of the train.
Yeah. Yeah. So the rest of y'all would agree that this season lived up to the hype?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like definitely this show is, it's like when LeBron came in rookie year and was just like, okay, this kid is good, but let's see for real. And then it was just like, okay, this kid is, he's going to be one of the greatest. Yeah.
So what do you say to somebody like a Pat that's not a fan of this show?
Pat?
Yeah.
Pat Cloud.
A fan of Demon Slayer?
Demon Slayer, yeah. He said he's having a tough time with it, and he can't be the only one. There's people that aren't enjoying
it. For sure.
This.
I had to reach out to some friends.
What do you say? Why do you think so?
What would I say to just... I mean,
to those people like that feel like it's not...
Keep watching.
Just keep... I mean, that's it. That's all you can say.
I would tell an anime fan... I would tell a non-anime fan to start with Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
That's a good recommendation.
Like, start here. Yeah. Because that's a great recommendation. We had to be conditioned to go through what we went through as kids and pacing and fillers and blah, blah, blah. Nah, start here because if you're going to start watching anime now, this will kind of set the tone for you moving forward.
And I made a point I forgot in one of my chats. As much as I love the Big Three, I would never recommend a Big Three out the gate.
As a starter?
I wouldn't recommend. No. And I love Naruto. That's my favorite anime. I would never recommend Naruto out the gate. Mm. Wouldn't recommend Bleach. Wouldn't recommend One Piece out the gate just because they were still in that making the blueprint phase. So
I think the hottest one out of the gate for those, which does come slow down significantly faster, that would be Bleach because it comes out so hot.
It does, but it doesn't. The first season wouldn't.
The first few episodes hit hard, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
The first season, you have to get through that first season and a half.
Because you guys remember the first episodes, like first few episodes.
It was cool. But after that, like, the show was cool.
But then it slowed down, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so.
Heavy. Because I wanted to know more about the Quincy's. And
what
was old boy? What's the main bad guy's name? Because he switches. Like,
Aizen.
Aizen, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he puts his hair back.
Oh, my God. Not everybody here knows that.
I'm deep in it. I'm on episode, 238.
He doesn't... They don't all know.
This is like a 20-year-old
I'm only on episode 90.
Did you watch all the episodes of Bleach?
Yeah.
Do you agree, though, that Bleach has one of the best fights in anime history?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Who is it? I haven't watched it in years.
Is it the fight that you can say without spoiling something? Or?
No.
No.
Probably don't say it, please.
I mean, I'm assuming certain people
You know who it is.
I mean,
you know who it is. It's about to happen for you right now.
Oh, it's that one.
You're right there. That's the fight.
I'm in a filler arc at the moment.
But, right when that arc comes back?
It's when it ended. Yeah. When that was supposed to start.
Yeah.
How do you? So somebody in the chat said Black Clover is also slept on as well. And
I watched all of Black Clover. And I have to give credit to the production company and the writers and everybody for Black Clover for being able to put out that many episodes back to back the way they did. And for also ending the show the way they did. Because
is it over?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like it ended, like it's over, like Hunter x Hunter is over.
Understood.
He got sick?
Huh?
He got sick.
Did you finish Hunter x Hunter? Oh, you mean the writer?
The writer.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I just know that it's like they just stopped it suddenly. But they stopped it at a decent endpoint.
Gotcha. Oh, the hottest in the street right now, Attack on Titan, My Hero, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, is Black Clover number 5?
I can't. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I tentatively say yeah, but I feel like I could be convinced out of it. Mm-hmm. But I do tentatively say yeah.
One Punch Man? Or
One Punch Man isn't coming out, though.
Mob Psycho?
Mob Psycho is just too short. Mob Psycho is just like a comedy. You know,
You seen season 2?
Mm-hmm.
Season 2 was fucking hard.
No, season 2 goes hard. Yeah. I don't know. That's a really hard.
I feel like that fifth spot is
Those four solidified. But what I'll say about Black Clover is that, like, in between the spaces of those other four, when they weren't putting out content, I was completely satisfied with Black Clover.
If you had to watch only one moving forward, Demon Slayer or My Hero, which one would it be?
Right now?
Oh, come on.
That's hard. That,
yeah.
Damn. If you had to watch and you couldn't watch the other one ever again.
I mean, I've never watched anything of My Hero, so I'll take Demon Slayer.
He's going to just take the Demon Slayer.
I got to go with Demon Slayer.
Even though you know how it ends, you don't know how My Hero ends.
I know some things that happen in My Hero that you guys don't know yet, though.
You be honest. Just pretend.
Kenan knows all
the My Hero thing, just the purpose of the My Hero thing, since I watched, I read Dragon Ball Z, it's Dragon Ball Super manga spoilers, and then I was looking up the manga for Demon Slayer. Mm. So now that I've watched that, you know how YouTube is, they'll just start recommending spoiler shit for you. Yeah. And if you see this, I'm like, oh, motherfucker, because I would have been cool going off with no spoilers for My Hero. I would have been cool with that. Yeah. But once they start throwing it in my face, I was just like, well.
Let me see what happened.
I know this shit now. I might as well look a little bit deeper. Mm. So even from what I've seen spoiler-wise on that end, it's going to get crazy. But I'm telling you, this is about to be the greatest anime of all time, in my personal opinion.
Damn.
What y'all two taking?
Did you pick?
I haven't picked yet.
I would take Demon Slayer just because I don't know what's coming with My Hero, and I think it just comes down to the style of show. Like my top anime is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah. Right?
And one of the reasons is because there's no filler. There's a story, they went out and they told it. And that's what Demon Slayer's doing. Mm-hmm. My Hero likes to spin its wheels for a while.
Yeah.
That's not to say it doesn't have great moments. It doesn't have great time. But, like, if one has to go, it's My Hero for me.
It's the shit with the filler in it. Yeah.
Just get to the story.
That's a good point.
Play the hits, man.
But that, on the other side of that argument, you know, you'll get more content out of My Hero than you will out of Demon Slayer. So you'll have more watch hours. You know what I'm saying? So
do I care? I don't care about that. Yeah.
What's the quality of the watch hours? You know, so fuck.
Quality over quantity.
Demon Slayer plays the hits.
I reluctantly take Demon Slayer. Yeah.
Demon Slayer across the board.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It's Demon Slayer.
But I also am the one who said it was a goat from episode 2.
Well, I think that's why we talked about how I said earlier how Demon Slayer and some of this new gen is going to probably be is going to knock out the old style for being the greatest of all time because there's One Piece has too much filler. Naruto has too much filler. DBZ has too much filler. Bleach has too much filler. And it's just like, like you said, you would start somebody with Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Whether they have to get through Zenitsu or not, for him being just a whiny-ass bitch for that period of time, once you get through that, you're going to be like...
Can you imagine?
If that's your filler, if he's your filler for Demon Slayer, you'll survive.
Can you imagine like starting off watching anime with Demon Slayer and then somebody's like, okay, what can I watch next? You're like, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, what about after that? Okay, My Hero. What about after that? My Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this shit is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like,
what's
next?
I'll probably spread it out. I'll probably go Attack on Titan then My Hero if like you recommending it down the line. And then, because
I would never give anybody those four back to back because then it's just like everything after that is pretty much going downhill.
I don't think I would OP with Attack on Titan. It's too much.
I'm still 2 episodes.
I was gonna say it'd be tough to go from Attack on Titan to My Hero. I feel like you'd be like, what is this Disneyland shit?
Yes.
Like, after what you just
you gotta go Brotherhood. Yeah. Then good after point. Attack on Titan, then go to Brotherhood.
Yeah. You caught up on Attack on Titan?
No.
I started season 3, which is fucking 3 episodes wild.
Oh, we're on the same spot.
3 episodes.
Wait, what just happened for you?
Oh no! What?
Oh wait, I'm sorry, y'all haven't.
I'm caught up, but he's not. He's on season 3.
I'm still watching. I've not seen any of it.
And it's fucking awesome, what I've seen. Two almost. If I didn't have Rob and Kenan to be like, just stick through it, I probably...
I told you too, remember?
You did. Yeah, so yeah. But it was worth it, because season 3, I was like... Because in my head, I was like, they can't keep fighting Titans this whole time. Like, I'm going to be kind of bored if they keep always fighting Titans.
So what'd you
switch that up, huh?
Kenny just... Yeah, Kenny pulled up.
You saw his moment with Levi?
He pulled up. They was like... He was like, there was a butcher dude that I used to live with named Kenny. And then he pulled up and started shooting everybody. And then they just did the coup d'etat. On the fake.
Oh, you
the
still
fake
haven't even really.
There's what I love about going. Attack on Titan, though, it's like every episode. Like I look forward to looking at Twitter every single episode because people fucking lose it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are like so invested, and I'm like, I feel like Attack on Titan went ghost for a while though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like it was such a straight drop off after the original hype. And then it came back.
It was like, wait, I'm back, bitch. Yeah. When fucking Reiner and Briho turned into a Titan, I lost my fucking mind.
Right?
I was like,
what is this world even?
What are you talking about?
What is this? People, humans are, oh man, I fucking was like, yeah, this is crazy. Yeah.
Shout out to my man Aaron Yeager, bro. He gonna figure it out.
Hey, shout out to Aaron Yeager.
Shout out to Aaron Yeager.
Y'all said like, that's your homie.
Right? Right, that's the homie.
Well, you don't understand, because season four is fucking just crazy.
Shout out to Aaron, but I was saying this to Brennan over the weekend. Shout out to Armin. That dude is down.
Yeah. Very true.
I like him. He's my favorite character.
You sent me the funny, I can't say it because the ice here.
Yeah.
You sent me one of the funniest texts.
Yeah.
Like,
that dude is a good friend.
I think I almost spoiled it for myself because Keenan told me to mute the Anime Shun page and I just didn't. And then he posted something and I was like, what the fuck? And I just kept scrolling. Yeah, but it didn't. But you did say mute it. So, you know, you gave me a warning.
All right, let's wrap this up, man. Everybody's hyped for season 3. Do y'all want to give any predictions of season 3? Y'all want to give any predictions for season 3? What you think is going to happen? Or who you think might die? Anything like that?
Nope. This show is all alive. I don't feel like I can guess any of this show.
It's tough.
It's like, I don't know enough about who they're going to fight or anything like that. The only thing I know is that there's going to be a Miss Hashira and Love Hashira. The loved one's probably going to die. Is what I'll say. The Love Hashira probably dies because y'all don't never talk about that motherfucker, but you talk about the Mist all the time. One of the three probably die. One of the three characters. I don't know who.
Who you think?
You mean out of Zenitsu and Inosuke?
Yeah, the core three.
Inosuke is probably the most likely.
He almost bit it in this.
That's what I'm saying. When it was about to happen in this one, I was just like, I could see that happening, you being the first one to die.
Yeah, it's hard for us to give our predictions because we
don't. Would you still watch it with both of them gone? If Zenitsu and Inosuke got out of here?
Is Tanjiro still around?
Yeah.
Then yes.
they gotta die a certain way, though. They can't just go out and be like, it has to be a good death if I'm going to continue.
Yeah. I mean, for me, as long as Tanjiro's still here, I'm good.
Cleo prediction.
As long as Nezuko's still there, I'm good.
What? So is she your favorite character?
I don't know. She's not my favorite character, but it's just the family element of Tanjiro as well that's like really big for me. Like, I'm the oldest of my siblings, so it's like, it's that's why I love Tanjiro as well. Like, he's putting on for sis.
You are Tanjiro.
Shout out for Tanjiro for walking around with a fucking box with a person inside of it.
Shout out to Nezuko for staying in that box. What is that box made of? Because his sword's got to be made out of the same material as that box is, because it keeps getting chipped and everything, but that box stays together.
That's the black box, right? Yeah. The plane. For sure.
But I like that with Cleo, because it's like, a lot of times with anime, you put yourself in the character, to the character of the person. I could tell, like, for you, it's like, for the reason why you like Tanjiro so much and how it's so deep is since you being an older sibling and having younger siblings, it's like, that's what you would do for your sibling.
Yep.
You would be like, yo, if this happened to my sister or brother or whatever, yo, you're not going to kill them, even if they're a demon. I'm going to do whatever I can to save their ass.
You know, I would do the same thing because, you know, I'm a bigger, big brother too, but I wouldn't fucking pass out if somebody...
God damn.
Well, you don't know. You've not been cut across the chest.
God damn it, bro.
Well, yeah. Season...
He
so, yeah,
told you.
He hates Tanjiro.
He hates. Didn't I tell you what was going to happen?
Yo, it's crazy. A guy that, like legit... Undisputed, like, people like this guy in
but
this generation.
Hey, what did I say my best moment was? It was with Tanjiro, so I give
and
him
then
his
you still
props.
Said he sucks and you hate
said
him.
He sucks.
When I give him his props when props are due.
There's 20 protagonists in anime history better than
I'm
him.
I'm waiting for this list.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this was
we dropping it. Patreon only content.
Piss drop people it. Right to my Twitch channel. Look at this.
Look at this shit.
Look at this 20. Where?
So prediction for season 3?
Prediction. I don't have any predictions. I just want Nezuko to still be. I want Tanjiro's mission to become complete. If he can pull that off, man, that's a great full circle moment for a protagonist.
Muzan is. I mean, that's the only reason Muzan has just been around is Nezuko. Like, he cares about Nezuko because he wants to figure out some, like, what the fuck? How is she able to be both? Like, and not, you know.
I want. Moves on to moonwalk too.
Okay,
that's good. I want him to.
That'd be so dope. That was one of his demon.
Hey, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
He just like starts walking backwards. And everybody's
give me something,
dying,
bro. Something in there.
I'm not saying anything, man.
All right, bet.
He's a fucking smooth criminal.
I love it.
All right, y'all. Yeah. So thank you, Cleo, for coming through, man. Appreciate you, dog, hanging in here with us, man. You want to drop you got anything coming up? And then you want to drop your handles and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, bro. More anime talk, man. I want to come back more after I'm all caught up and argue it out with Ice.
I mean, we would love to have you back for because I think. he's going to catch up on Attack on Titan soon. Okay. We're pretty much caught up on Attack on Titan.
Yeah. Okay. At the end of that season, when it ends, we can talk do it.
We can, yeah, when that season ends, we can come back. For sure, man. Open door.
Be great to have you.
Yeah, man. New episode of UALA getting worked on. Of course, the live action adaptation that we did for My Hero Academia.
It's so dope.
Super dope.
If you guys haven't had a chance to see it, go check it out.
I've been petitioning to help.
Where can they find it on? Where can they?
Riven X3I on YouTube. That's Christopher Clark Cowan's YouTube channel.
Check that out, y'all.
He's the action director and designer behind Shang-Chi. Behind the Kingsman.
He sat at this table.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did, man. So we're working on the next episode. People are really excited for it. We're trying to get all the working pieces together, bring some new faces in, and yeah, man, more stuff coming from Twitch very soon. Funimation working with some with them, and maybe some more stuff with HBO Max soon for Peacemakers.
Get that Funimation app, y'all. Yeah. Go get that Funimation app for sure.
Everybody,
y'all.
Look at Rob's face for this. Can we get the Rob camera?
Promo
please?
Code. Hey, promo code Cleo.
Yo.
Go get that.
Yo, you don't even know the history of what you just did. That was amazing.
I'm sure he just, we can off air that. But
That something dope that I meant to say at the top, you had that Batman Beyond suit. That shit was fucking cold.
Thank you.
How did that transpire?
So every year for Halloween, I like to go really, really big. And then during the year of 2020, of course, the pandemic, I thought I couldn't go as crazy as I wanted to. So I was on my Twitch channel. I created this campaign to bring Powerline to life. Mm-hmm. So my entire Twitch community donated to my budget to make Powerline come to life. So custom suit, did a great video. We brought Eye to Eye to life, like a live action version. That was
so
great.
Dope.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
So dope.
So a month later, they're like, so what are we doing for next Halloween? I'm like, it's been a month. Like, it's in November. Like, I can't. So I came up with, like, yo, I want to see a live action Terry McGinnis. I would love to see what that suit would look like.
Man. Awesome show.
Yeah, man. So I found a guy. He had a great suit, and we bought it. That was another thing that the fans on Twitch funded. And I got a chance to wear it at the Comic-Con joint.
That's
super
dope.
And we were working on a short for that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to fight in
that. It's a great costume.
Yeah, man.
Yo, shout out to Cleo, man.
He's the cosplay king, bro.
I'm loving it, bro. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Shout I mean, you did the goofy movie one too, right?
Powerline.
That's Powerline.
Hey, man. Hey, I haven't seen a goofy movie in a long time.
He did the whole thing about the goofy movie. He's like, hey, yeah, you did the goofy movie, right?
I love that one, bro. That was like legit, like a dream come true. It's one of those checklist things in life.
I'm
it's
sorry,
like,
I remember that was funny.
Elementary school watching a goofy movie for the first time, and it never left. That vision never left.
So like, when you was a kid, you watched the goofy movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, y'all can go fuck yourself from now.
They got you.
So, you drop your handles and stuff like that too?
At Cleo Thomas across all socials, man. Thank you guys for having me. This has been amazing to hear anime talk like this. Like, it's one thing to be like talking sports and everyone, Michael Jordan, Kobe, LeBron. But like, anime talk is so fucking cool. So, thank you guys for having me, man.
The passion.
We listen to each other's heart.
And that's why we're the greatest fucking anime podcast.
Every time?
In the entire world.
No, yeah, he takes it off his ears every time. Yeah,
even though he's still in the same room. And
he still hears it. I don't even get it. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Brennan, you want to drop your handles?
I'm at Brennan Produces on the gram.
All right.
Ice is a bitch on the gram. Ice.McGowan on everything. YouTube. Find me on there. Posting a lot of stuff. Shout out to everybody. Anime fitness videos coming. More of them coming for sure.
# Tanjiro hater. # I want you to spam his goddamn comments for the rest of the week. # Tanjiro hater.
Oh,
thank you.
Have your whole Twitterverse just come talking crazy.
Yeah, I got an artist for you guys to check out this week. Check out Prince Eric Nichols on Instagram. They do some really great art. A lot of different style change-ups. They got everything from just like celebrities to like Piccolo, Tupac mashup. Like, check them out. So, Prince Eric Nichols on Instagram.
Nah, they both bald, so I can see how that works.
Not a bad mashup, you know?
Okay.
Is that MF Doom, too?
No, I think that's Bob Marley.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it's Bob Marley.
That's not even close.
Yeah, that wasn't
even. That's getting a documentary.
Like I said, it's a style. It's a style.
Is he?
Yeah, there's going to be a movie.
Who's playing Bob Marley?
God, I cannot remember the actor's name, but he's done some great work. It's a guy from London. They're always shooting the London.
Yeah.
They always do.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. Nope, not me. I'm not in it.
All right, Keenan Baker on everything, man. K-E-E-N-A.
Hey,
Baker
buy the fucking hats, man.
Hey, man, yeah. If you're watching, buy the hats. Hit my DM right now. I don't have those on the website yet. Those are kind of exclusive. So, hit that. Hit me in my DM, Keenan Baker, on Instagram.
Show them off.
Patreon.com/animation. Join us, man. We do mad movie nights. I didn't do the movie night for Attack on Titan the last episode. I came in from Miami, bro. I was dead fucking tired from them shows. I literally slept almost the whole day. So
good.
I didn't get a chance. We'll do a movie night this weekend though with the next episode for Attack on Titan. Hey. So thank y'all, man, for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.